What's poppin', everybody? What's poppin'? What's poppin', man? We got action today. Mark from Berkeley's here.
Hi.
Thomas Mazaway making a return appearance.
Hey, guys.
Maz, what's going on?
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Green Room is looking good still.
Oh, yeah.
Does need a grocery run, though.
Plenty of snacks.
A lot of stuff is half empty in there.
Jay replenishes it regularly.
Jay's not moving the stuff around the shelves. You know, you got to put the old in the front and the new in the back. Not doing that.
Rotate the stocks.
He's slipping. I had to check a couple of dates on a couple of those things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anything out of date?
No, of course not.
Did you find something worthy of your
I did.
Appetite?
Oh, my God, yeah. I already had a Smart Pop.
Oh,
sweet.
Popcorn, you know, one of those cheesy popcorn little bags. And I had a couple of Dove chocolates.
Sweet.
Nice. You're not supposed to have that when you go on the air. Chocolate makes you salivate.
Is that true?
That's a fact.
Wow,
I dare you to have one right now.
I've never heard that.
Wait, chocolate makes you salivate?
Yes. Eat one right now and then try to talk.
I know I've had chocolate on the air.
That's what I was going to say. I know I have, too.
There's nothing I haven't eaten on the air.
That's a fact.
But I'll think about that next time.
All right.
Meanwhile, let's see what's going on. Since Maz is here, I was thinking of a little bit of sports. We really haven't done much sports on the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we had a conversation a few minutes ago. It was kind of interesting. But first of all, I'm so pissed the Tigers blew both of those frickin' games over the weekend against the White Sox after losing 2 of 3 to the Twins. So the relief pitching just blew 3 games out of their last 4 losses. Relief pitching.
No doubt about it.
A-Rod?
Rondon.
And Wilson. 3 different guys blew 3 games.
But everyone's going to blame Brad Ausmus, of course, when it comes down to it.
Why? Because Kinsler didn't cover second or Iglesias didn't cover second. They should have won that game anyway because Iglesias was on second base and Maben hit a single up the middle and he did not score from second base in the third inning.
How do you hit four home runs?
They didn't make a play at the plate either.
How do you hit four home runs in a row and lose the game? 4 home runs in a row to tie it, and then they lose in the bottom of that inning. That's basically
the second amazing comeback they've made this year. They were down 9-2 to California, tied it up, and lost immediately. Next thing. Yep. Lowe gave up a 2-run homer, I think. It's pathetic.
That kind of tells me that I'm losing hope quickly.
I am really
losing hope quickly.
Who are you?
I'm losing hope.
That's not the Tom Mazaway I remember.
They're a 500 team, 51-48.
You can't lose. Your relief crew cannot blow that many games and go postseason.
No,
you just can't. They must have blown 12 or 13 games this year.
I'm serious. Let's just say they've blown the last, 3 years, period.
Last three?
Yeah.
They haven't had relief pitching since I don't know when. When have they had relief pitching? How can you have a bad bullpen? I mean, it's funny when franchises can be known for things. I think it's really unique. Like the Oakland Raiders always have badasses,
yep.
And
they did
reclamation projects, and they were very vertical in their. I mean, but it's very unusual to have a bad bullpen to be known for that forever.
Yeah,
that's just stupid.
We can't blame Dombrowski this time.
I guess not.
Nope, we're going against him tonight. Of course, they're asking him all the questions. You leave on good terms? Any hard feelings yet? Because they are in Fenway tonight.
What's he going to say?
Well, he basically said, I had a good 14-year run there. Let's leave it at that.
He did.
Yeah.
I agree. Mark brought up, my Twitter account lately, I've been pounding on Miguel Cabrera, who has just not hit in the clutch year long. And you guys are talking about unloading him. And there's talk today, there was a story today about how the Tigers are not going to be a $200 million payroll. That's not going to continue. They're going to make changes, whether it's after next season, mid-next season, this offseason, and this probably is the last window for this group.
It looks that way.
Yeah.
Vimar coming to the end, although he's a great hitter and all. He can't run. Miguel is breaking down. He can't run.
They still have a good core of young players, though, don't
Kinsler,
you think?
He's not going to be there.
So it's not like you're blowing up the whole team, but you do have to
spend
a little wiser, I would say.
It'll take a couple of years, I think, to get it up and running again. As far as spending, I think the spending is not going to be on free agents. I think what they're going to do is they're going to try and get some prospects for some of this older talent and try and grow some talent at home, which is what they should have been doing. I don't know why their farm system has been so unproductive. There's no reason for it.
Well, you got a guy like Steven Moyer, who's like the can't-miss guy, and turns out he can't really play on the field.
Yeah, they shouldn't have showcased him.
They
probably could have traded him.
Could have hit him, maybe.
How can you be a major league hitter, which he is, and not be able to play right field better than that? That's incredible to me.
He's going to hit. He's a decent hitter. I don't know how great he's going to be.
He hits already. Hit five home runs.
Strikes out a lot, but whatever. That'll dip.
Well, they all strike out a lot.
Yeah.
Tiger doesn't.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm disappointed they don't have that guy on the bench right now. Like yesterday when you need a home run on the bench. Unfortunately, you got Tyler Collins hit one.
Exactly.
Zoltomachia hit one. That was amazing. But ridiculous. I mean, that's why you have guys like that.
Well, Verlander, he goes in game one against the Sox. That's a guy I think maybe, I hate to say it, but do you move him?
If you can.
He's not going to be looking for a guy like that.
I think Miggy's the bigger question.
I think Verlander's somebody you could move. I think somebody would pay for him. He's pitching that good. He should have won at least 13 games this year. Their support for him is abominable. There's so many abominable things about this team this year.
How many 10 strikeout games has he had that he didn't get a win? At least three I could think of.
He threw a two-hitter last time and didn't get a win. K-Rod comes in and gives up two bombs.
Yeah, he's been, he's having a good year, but he's missed on what? At least four.
K-Rod?
Four closers. Yeah,
But he's been very good.
He's been good, but he's got
two games in the last 2 weeks.
It's true, but a closer's going to blow some games.
Oh, yeah. No, he's generally speaking, I did not appreciate his timing. They really do not need to be blowing games right now.
Of course.
We were talking about, thank God we don't have Prince Fielder. He's out for the year now for the Rangers.
Oh, my God. If they had that contract hanging over their head and no Kinsler, that would be...
Borowski was a magician with that contract.
That was a great deal.
That was a magician.
But Miguel Cabrera, could you possibly move Miguel Cabrera? I don't see how you could move him. That deal is such an abomination.
Who would people go see? They wouldn't go to the games anymore.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm not real interested in going to see Miguel Cabrera right now because he's not doing much.
If they win, people will go watch him play.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure they will.
I agree.
But as a draw, is Miguel Cabrera a draw if he's on a third place team? Is he a big draw right now?
No. Not anymore. I mean,
Tiger fans want to see him.
Everybody's seen him play. Well, we've seen him do amazing things.
Look at his clutch numbers. I was just trying to
look him up. Yeah.
Oh, they're just abysmal. I mean, honestly, he's 1-for-11 with the bases loaded for starters, with 7 strikeouts.
Oh, he's been real bad. When you needed him,
tell me when you get to his stats, Mark.
I'm in the splits right now, looking for him.
I want to hear his RASP.
Runners in scoring position for the whole year, .266 with a slugging of .404, only 3 home runs.
.404, .266. That's better than I thought.
Not bad, huh?
It's a lot better than I thought. But remember, he's 1-for-11 with the bases loaded. That's potential RBIs there. At least you figure 15, 16 RBIs for Miguel Cabrera. That sack flies in RBI.
Not to be a dick, but he's 1-for-12.
Oh, 1-for-12. No, go ahead, be a dick.
According to this,
you're making my point better.
1-for-12. 7 strikeouts. That's the amazing thing. 7 strikeouts.
Yeah, that's 7 sack flies missed on those strikeouts. Probably a couple double plays in there, I know. There's got to be a couple double plays.
One.
Oh, he rolled me the other night. Look, they pitch it to him.
Yeah,
pitch it to him.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
The league has come to the same conclusion I've come to. Pitch to Miguel Cabrera. Don't pitch to Victor. If you have a choice, don't pitch to Victor. I would almost agree.
It's embarrassing almost.
Well, it's kind of sad. It tells me he shouldn't be hitting third.
Wow.
If they'd rather walk.
You'd say that already? This quickly into this contract?
Well, yeah, I would.
All right.
I would say maybe go maybe go the rest of the season just because you don't want to pull the trigger too soon on something like that. If he's just in a horrible slump. Any more splits, Mark?
What do you want to know? Second and third, well, that's got first open. He's only been intentionally walked twice out of 7 plate appearance. The 5 times they did pitch to him, no hits.
0-for-5 with second and third.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about with men in scoring position, 2 outs?
Men in scoring position, let me see, 2 outs.
I think that's kept.
There's all splits. 2 outs, bases loaded.
Well, we know what his bases loaded deal is.
No, Drew, now I'm going to have to do math.
No, just give me what you got. What else do you have?
Well, okay, with a runner on second, 2 outs, he's 1-of-9.
1-of-9.
2 outs, runner on third, he's 1-of-11.
What? That's 2-for-20.
2 outs, first and second, he's 2-of-7.
How can he be hitting .266 RASP? I'm not following this.
Well, this is with 2 outs. Let's see, where's his big split? 1 out, runners on first and second, he's 6-of-9.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's just the difference.
Lot of ducks left on the pond.
Oh, yeah.
How many, does it seem like he's striking out a ton this year?
Here it is. 2 outs, runners in scoring.
Unlike before.
I found it. They did the math for me.
Okay, thank you.
two outs, runners in scoring position. He is 7 of 38, 184.
7 of 38?
Yeah. Now, 3 intentional walks, so 45 plate appearances.
I think the intentional walks are big deal. Over.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Unless he pulls off his, some really hot his, streak here.
His ops, two outs, runners in scoring position, 522.
522. God damn.
Now, we always... we.
I don't know how he's hitting 295 or 292, to be honest.
Last time we dove into his splits, we were looking at when they're ahead and when they're behind.
Yeah,
and how
he's much better hitter when they're ahead.
Yeah, he just dives on the pile. 336 when they're behind, 246. And about a 230-point difference in ops.
Anybody want to stand up for Miguel Cabrera and say, what's the matter with you guys? He's a Hall of Famer.
Well, he is.
No, yeah, of course he is.
But you know what? If you can get someone to take him, let's face it.
The contract
doesn't look like they're going to win the World Series this year.
But that's the question. The contract is what it is now. So
it's insane.
What is he? How much do you pay a guy for who's hitting the way he's hitting?
Oh.
It's probably a number five hitter?
Yeah, I'd say he's a number five hitter now. I don't think he's even a number four.
What do you pay a number five?
No, he's not a five hitter.
What is he?
Why not?
He's in a bad funk right now. And no, he hasn't been good with the runners on base.
You think he's a number three hitter?
I'd still hit him. No. I'd still hit him three or four.
Did you hear those splits?
I did.
Really?
It's still Miguel Cabrera.
That's what you want. Yeah, but I don't care what his name is. What are his numbers? They're not going to get better either. I understand why you're standing up for him. He's Miguel Cabrera.
Would you pay a hitter like that $20 million?
Well, it's too late now. He's already getting paid.
Maybe, yeah.
Because of the history and 295.
Yeah. For, a couple, 3 years. But that's,
because that means the point being is the Tigers are going to have to eat anywhere from $10 to $12 million for the rest of his contract.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Unless someone buys it out.
So if that's the case, if you're the Tigers, you got to look at it like, is he worth keeping for...
I think that contract is untradeable, in my opinion.
Here's what happens.
Anyone would
eat a ton of it.
Avila picks up the phone, right? He calls his buddy Dombrowski. Come on, man. One for old time's sake.
Tom, knock it off.
Dombrowski
does not make a trade like this.
Then Dombrowski tells him.
Let's role play. You're Avila. I'll be Dombrowski. Who?
Oh, hey, Dave.
Who is this?
It's Al.
Who this? New phone.
It's Al.
Oh! Avila, what's going on, bud?
How's things there, man? You guys got fantastic. You guys got so much money.
I'm on the other line with about 8 other teams for trades. What do you want?
Hey,
hello.
I got your guy, Miguel.
Yeah, what about him?
I'm thinking of. I think it's maybe time to move him.
We pay $20 million of the deal.
$20 million come for the entire deal.
A year?
No. I'll give you $20 million of the
later
deal.
Click.
No, you know what you're supposed to say, Mark?
I already hung up.
You're supposed to tease me all the way to the end and then say, "Oh yeah." Well, you had my job last year, and you didn't tell me about it the night of the dinner. Remember that?
Yeah.
How Al knew that Dave was going to be fired?
My kid left the clubhouse crying. Yeah.
Now we just flip role reversals. Now you're Dombrowski, and I'm Avila. I think I'd rather be in your position right now than mine, Dick.
Stop it!
Right? Didn't it work out for Dombrowski?
Oh, sure did.
Of course. So I don't think he really cares.
He's sitting on a load of money, man.
By the way, what poor decisions were made with those starting pitchers? Here's Fister. With the best ERA in Houston, 10-6. Porcello,
Porcello's kryptonite. Doug, there it is.
Porcello's 13-2.
Why didn't I bring you the jersey?
He's 13-2. Son
of a gun. I almost said son of a bitch.
23-8. Those two guys. You know the worst starting pitcher the Tigers let go of is it's Drew
you
Smyly.
Son of a bitch.
Followed by David Price. David Price is pitching terrible.
Yep.
His ERA is about 4.6.
He had a good game last time he was out.
No, he did not. He just pitched.
Maybe it was 2 games ago that he had a good line.
Maybe 2 games ago.
I thought he went the distance, actually. Well, pretty close to him.
He's still striking guys out. I still believe David Price is good.
I'm not sticking up for Price. You know I'm not a big fan of his. But, he's doing all right. He's doing all right. No, but there's wins again. Mark's not pitching that well. Mark's going to get me on the wins.
Wins and losses are dumb within the course of a season.
They tell part of the story.
Part of the story. Every number tells part of the story. I think people are too heavily reliant on wins and losses.
I don't know. Some people, it seems like, are in total denial that wins and losses mean anything.
I think they mean something.
You got to pitch 5 innings to get the win.
I prefer XFIP and WAR plus and ERA plus.
You're the Brian Kenny guy.
I'm just kidding.
If you look at Fister, for example, if you look at his wins, he pitches about 6 innings and gives up about 2 runs every time out.
Uh-huh.
That will usually get you a win.
I would take that, of course.
Yeah.
You're going to get to see him this weekend. Astros will be here.
Oh, that's right. Well, I don't know if
Who
he's going to.
Who gives a
Drew sounds pumped.
By the way, what'd you think of the switch again? TV, radio, guys. Dickerson doing the TV.
I don't give a shit. Okay. I really don't.
I like hearing Dan on TV.
Yeah, I do.
I'm
like
a Mario
guy.
I
prefer Dan to Mario.
Dan's my guy.
Yeah.
I'm watching the game yesterday. I was at my parents. My dad goes, I don't understand why they're doing this. I said, what, switch them up? I don't know.
I don't understand it
and
either.
Then he looks at me and goes, you know what's really behind this? I said, no, this is going to be good. What? He goes, cutting cost. I said, really? He goes, yeah, they'll probably just have one team do it for both.
Simulcast.
And I said,
I don't know why they don't. I really don't.
I think the broadcasts are a little different. And then he kind of backed off that statement saying that the TV guys are paid by Fox, where the radio guys are paid by the team. You know, radio guys have a ton more plugs to read because you can't just flash stuff on the screen.
Oh.
I mean, it is different. The beast is totally different. I wouldn't be surprised if radio runs more commercials anyway.
Really?
I would think.
Who's yapping? Mags or Layla?
That's Mags.
Mags?
Yeah.
Yeah, Layla's.
I don't know what the problem is.
What's
Mags problem? Got the more macho bark.
Ah.
Slightly more macho.
Really?
Yeah, a little hoarse sounding too sometimes.
All right, who's this? This is Mags here?
That's Layla.
That was Layla barking? Right. Is that her?
Has Mags recovered from being fat shamed?
No. It was Mags.
I heard about that. Who was fat shaming Mags?
117 people on Facebook.
I was not one of them. I felt bad for Mags. I was accused of being one of them.
Well, you look at the picture of him, you have to feel bad.
You fat shame everyone.
By the way,
what are you talking about?
You hate fatties.
The only person I fat shame is myself.
And I tell you don't.
Do you find
alone? You look
this,
good.
This sounds kind of crazy, up. But do you find that dogs never take a bad picture?
Dogs?
Yeah, my dogs. My dogs, I swear, if they're looking at the camera, it's
how about
a good
their
picture.
Eyes? The eyes are always glowing three quarters of the time.
There's just something about, I don't know what it is, but I was thinking, I've got especially photogenic dogs. And I started looking at dog pictures, and I'm like, every dog takes a good picture. What the hell is that?
That's an interesting point.
I think it's true.
I guess so. Do cats take a bad picture?
Cats? I don't know. They don't look at the camera.
They don't.
Dogs
they don't
do.
Be, they don't want to be bothered.
Look at the camera.
Cats do whatever, they do whatever they want. So I kind of like cats.
True. Hey, we have a couple phoners possibly today. One for a guy who slept through a plane hitting his house.
No, he didn't hear the plane. He was watching TV.
Oh, he was watching TV. I thought he slept.
No. He was wide awake, and then he came outside, and someone said, hey, a plane just fell on your house.
Fell on your house?
Yeah. Everybody's okay, too, in the story. So.
Wow. That's cool. And then there's a guy that had the Karate Master on his car
this
in 94.
Guy rules.
I know.
Yeah.
He was really cool. I dug that guy, too. Everybody wanted to call that guy today. Everyone came in. Hey, you see the guy in 94? It's funny because Joey told me about it, and I watched the story, and I was thinking, why would I want to talk to that guy? It sounds kind of silly. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh, I want to talk to that guy.
What upset him so much?
The story is secondary.
He had a guy wielding a knife on his hood of his car and tapping his windshield, and then he was trying to knock his window out, I guess. And the funny thing is the way the guy declares that he's a black belt and he would have taken care of himself. If the guy had been more of a threat, he would have taken care of him.
Well, in the course of his interview on Channel 7, he slid across his own hood of his car, Dukes of Hazzard style, to reenact what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting to have a subject of a news story reenact what happened.
It was pretty cool.
Usually don't see that.
I like that.
Then he spit something out while talking.
That's right. Yeah, he just spit in the middle of the story, like, which was awesome. He did it. He almost didn't notice it because it was so smooth.
It was very conversational.
It was cool.
He had the hack.
He had a rant about the mental health system of America.
Yeah.
And this is all the span of like 40 seconds.
Did he use his wipers when the guy jumped on? The wipers and the wiper fluid?
That's how he got him off. Yeah. I mean, off the car. Not off. But.
No, he did not get him off.
Did anybody see if it was George Zimmerman? Because he likes to stab inanimate objects that you're not supposed to stab, right?
That's true.
Did you know
George
that, Tom?
Does.
I didn't.
George Zimmerman stabbed an iPad, his girlfriend's iPad.
Wow.
And it's always bothered. Ask Drew how much it bothers me.
It's really all you need to know about George Zimmerman.
How did he break?
Generally.
Did he actually break through?
He broke it, but I just assumed he ended up dropping it while trying to stab
it. It fell and broke.
My point is, why
stabbing.
Do you have to stab it? You just drop an iPad and it would break.
Yeah.
And then
chuck it against the wall or something.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the two best things we had going. The pissed off World War II vet. I don't know if we want to hear his. He was ranting online. Old Bagel's playing Pokemon.
Pokemon Go.
Oh, Pokemon Go.
I caught some kids in my yard today.
Have you seen this story?
Millennials losing their grip, weaker hand grips than young people in 1985. Yes. Really? Who did that study?
Some hand institute.
Another less fit generation. Look, there's another one.
Well, they don't shake hands anymore. They fist bump or text each other hello. I don't know. What do these kids do?
I just saw a story about millennial hotels for millennials. And it was so stupid. There was
a separate room for mommy and daddy?
Yeah, your helicopter joining, mom's in the room rooms. Next door. Yeah. Most of it was like the rooms were unique from each other, like the rooms weren't cookie cutter.
Oh, just
millennials don't like cookie. Wait, who doesn't like rooms that aren't cookie? Who likes cookie cutter rooms? I don't know anyone that likes cookie cutter rooms.
Who cares?
What's the difference? What's with millennials?
Who cares? Anyway?
And then also, they don't overcharge you for the crap in the mini bar.
Really?
You think we like getting overcharged for crap in the minibar? Oh, millennials won't. They don't want to pay for it. I don't want to pay for it.
What do they get for the bag of macadamia nuts in theirs?
Free.
$10. Oh, for them? Probably a buck. I don't know.
Wow.
You know, I went to Seattle for that wedding, and we get to the hotel, and my buddy's like, yeah, they got this really cool thing. It's like an open snack room at night where it's open for like 6 hours. You just take whatever snack. This is what hotels are doing now.
It's not like a millennial hotel.
You're probably paying through the
Seattle
through the nose for it.
Yeah, okay.
How much a night? $400 a night?
No, it wasn't that much at all. It was affordable for the area. It's on Lake Washington. But then it hit me later. Yeah. It's like, oh,
Jay's got his open room here.
I have to start charging.
It is like that. It is like that. And you can go in and get whatever you want. And I realized, oh, it's because they don't have room service. It's their way around room service.
Well, who doesn't want to have room service? They make a shit ton of food on room service, and people love room service.
If that's
part of the whole. That to me, that's half of staying in a hotel, being able to order good food anytime.
I've never ordered room service.
What?
What?
Are you out of your mind?
I have never. I was.
Are you being frugal?
I might have been.
Good service until today.
I might have been afraid to be fired from one of my business trips back in the day at radio.
Well, what about when you and your wife were in a hotel?
We never ordered room service.
Why don't you just put it on Beckman's
really?
In our room?
I could have.
Wait, aren't you entitled to eat on company expense?
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
they want you to get your ass up and go to the restaurant?
No, I'm sure they would have covered it. I just never did. I just never ordered.
But Frank Beckman did.
Oh, you probably did.
That's why Tom wasn't allowed to, because Beckman used up the per diem on room service.
Tom is smiling.
I'm gonna have to order room service next time I go.
Can you say lobster?
Lobster.
I think room service and pay-per-view movies.
See, I never do pay-per-view.
Oh, I love
pay-per-view. I don't even do pay-per-view at home.
Never do it at home?
No.
Really? Yeah. In the hotel, they have stuff that's not available yet.
I know.
They have stuff sooner on the pay-per-view.
I think I could wait 3 months. Like, if I wanted to see the movie that bad, I would have seen it in the theater. You know what I mean?
Oh, you snob.
What do they get for a pay-per-view movie now?
There's enough other stuff on TV. And now,
that's what I'm saying.
And now on my,
go to my DVR. What the hell do I need pay-per-view
for? You have your own private theater. It's a movie you can't see anywhere but in the theater, and you can see it in your hotel room. Isn't that special?
Sure.
That is special.
just agree with them.
I'm just lobbying for my point. That's all.
It's fine.
You have to agree with me.
I used this app that Mark turned me on to months ago.
So. I didn't. Joey turned you on.
Bobby Movie Boss. Bobby Movie Boss.
Yeah.
It still works.
See? You can use all those.
Yeah. Yeah, see?
Are you paying for your phone service now?
I am.
That's got to hurt.
Company's not paying anymore.
today,
I went through that, and it's I actually pay zero extra now. It's a long story. AT&T was overcharging us when it was just
awesome, man.
The family.
So they owe you money.
Sure. You go tell them that.
Today's the 25th, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you know 31 years ago, Rock Hudson confirmed he had AIDS?
Oh, really?
Do you remember that, by the way?
I don't.
Rock Hudson's probably too old for you to
remember
do
the news stories on it.
Oh, it was huge.
I was like, how can McMillan do that?
what about his wife?
McMillan and wife.
Yeah. He was the boss.
He was on the cover of People right after that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I remember that People magazine cover. My mom used to get People.
Rock Hudson, she got People.
Rock Hudson
never got as much publicity as when he got AIDS. I mean, he was a big movie star, but getting AIDS put him over the top publicity-wise. I mean, if that was what he wanted.
And then he died.
I don't think he wanted it.
Died really fast.
He died almost immediately, like 2 days later. So was that just...
You waited too long.
He never came out... Well, people didn't know what he came out then. Right. Liberace sued Time Magazine for saying he was gay and won! He waited too long.
Rock Hudson could have been a contender if he would have came out a little, maybe a year early. Well, I mean, could have got a year
coming out,
help.
Coming out when you announce you have AIDS is a bit redundant, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
And for him, I don't
but
see
then,
him shooting up.
But then, you know... And nobody knew how you could get AIDS.
Oh, yeah. And then it was a gay thing.
Yeah.
Originally, it was just a gay thing. And then they added
cancer.
The heroin people were added. 1990 on this day, Roseanne Barr, her ridiculous Star Spangled Banner.
Whatever.
That was 90?
I even hate saying that. It was so obnoxious.
Yep.
Where was she when she did that?
San Diego.
Okay.
And 2003, 13 years ago today, Liza Minnelli and David Guest separated after 16 months of marriage.
If they can't last, who can?
I know. That was what a lovely
couple. I think Ghostbusters
couple.
Came out today as well. The original Ghostbusters.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you? Brand Dunn.
Almost positive.
I believe it. Look what, it up, was, Mark. That, was that 81 or 82?
84.
The original?
The best year movies, 84.
Oh, 84, okay.
Everything came out in 84.
By the way, Ghostbusters second week,
21
million. It's a bomb.
Did you go see it?
I mean, for a blockbuster like Ghostbusters, Mark, that should be 100 million by the second week. Easily.
Did you guys go see it?
Probably. Oh, God, no.
No way.
That was the all.
Have you read the reviews?
No.
Unless a chick does the review, it gets thumbs down.
Now, my girls asked me to take them to it. But they
might like it.
But my little one, I figured it was too much for her, so I decided against it.
Have we seen... What's that, Joe?
June 7th, 1984.
I gave you false info?
Yes.
I saw something today, Ghostbusters.
Well, what you saw was false. Sorry.
I'm going to prove I saw something.
Thomas, sounds right ridiculous. I think we talked about it on the morning show when it was the anniversary of it.
On June 7th or June 8th?
June 7th. We were still employed then. Yeah, June 7th. Uh-huh.
That's interesting. Around then. You don't remember that, Maz?
I do remember that, but I still say I saw something today.
So you thought it has two anniversaries?
Do you remember we talked about Karate Kid?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, his memory's still there.
Karate Kid.
That came out that same year.
That movie does not hold up that well, in my opinion.
Yes, it does.
What are you talking about?
Totally does.
Really? Are you serious, Mark?
I just watched it again.
Why do you think it holds up? Well, man,
Good versus
Evil?
You
like anything old.
Good versus Evil?
That's right. It sucks.
The Cobra Kai?
It doesn't seem a little old.
Going home in a body bag.
No?
I'm going to explain something to you.
I mean, I preferred it when they redid it with Will Smith's kid.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Am I anyway?
Will Smith's kid. No, not at all.
I'm joking. That movie's okay. It's true. The movie was corny then. It's corny now, but it's still good.
I feel like, for some reason, I feel like cornball movies fit the times better.
Yeah.
30 years ago. But maybe I'm crazy.
I thought it was a feel-good movie.
It was a feel-good movie.
Not wrong with feeling good.
So you still feel good when you watch it?
I absolutely feel good when I watch it.
So weird.
What can I say? How can I argue with that? He feels good.
I like watching it through my girl's eyes, through my kids' eyes. I look at them when they're watching it, and I see they're locked in. So it makes me happy.
It's a good thing you have kids.
Yeah. Why'd you just look at me that way?
It's just a weird thing to say. I don't know.
It's the truth. It's how I am.
I know. You are who you are.
That's cool.
Buddy.
I wish my parents liked doing things based on my reaction to them. I would have had a lot more fun as a kid.
My one daughter's got me looking for tickets for 5 Seconds of Summer tomorrow.
Oh,
because my one daughter got invited by her girlfriend, like, for a birthday party. They have a meet and greet with the group. They have a question and answer.
Yeah, but what a pain in the ass for everyone else's kids. Who these kids are going, oh, we're going to meet and greet 5 Seconds of Summer. Yeah. So every other kid's parents is going, oh, how do I compete with that?
You're not competing.
You can't, do not compete.
We're not competing, but my older daughter now is pissed because my middle daughter is getting to go tomorrow. So
she should
be
happy for her.
She's not happy for her.
Well, it's
not
right
at all
to be jealous of your sister because something good happened to her.
That was our speech to her. Exactly. Don't be jealous.
Well, if she's being a bad sport about it, then she needs to get over it.
Well, she's not being a bad sport. She's over that. But she's still looking for Dad to pull some strings and get her some good tickets.
Why don't you say,
look for the floor seats, the B section. That's right in the front of the stage, Dad.
And then you say, I'll do it when my next paycheck comes in. And then you slam the bathroom door.
I hope
Stop whining.
I hope you do what a truly good dad would do and simply ignore her and hope that she learns her lesson. That not all good things. That you don't get to do everything you want to do.
No, I'm all, your daddy.
You sound like her mommy, because that's what her mommy always
says. I agree
says.
With her mom.
But dad is looking for tickets for her.
Yeah, dad's going to be laying down a whole hunk of money
for
tickets.
No, I'm not going to be. I'm looking for
them. And you're not getting tickets.
I'm on StubHub, last-minute deals, looking for something to drop. So if you know anybody, let me know.
I'm good, daddy.
Well, if you want to be a hero all the time, go ahead. But if you want to be a parent, I'd say, listen to what?
I'd rather be a hero.
You probably would. Who wouldn't? Did you see, guys, see Lindsay Lohan's deal?
Yeah. She bolted the country, right?
Yeah.
She left in the UK.
She's in a fight with her fiance. It's funny. As soon as I saw she had a fiance, I said, well, that's going to be.
And he's rich.
Blowing up at some point.
Loaded.
Is he rich?
Loaded.
What's his deal? What's he do?
He's some Russian.
He's some billionaire.
Yeah. He's only like 22, right?
Yeah.
I think his family. Oh, that's right. Family's got money.
She said that, oh, he's tried to strangle me or something like that.
Yeah. Well, he also nailed a prostitute, supposedly. Oh. So she's all pissed and she wouldn't let him in. And they had a physical confrontation. She called she called their version of 911, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now when they showed up, she had left, which is typical Lindsay Lohan. But.
Which really doesn't help her argument that he did anything to her if she leaves.
Quit buying prostitutes. You quit buying prostitutes.
There she is, actual audio.
What I have.
Quit buying prostitutes, man.
I hate to say this, but do you find that something. Does it say something about someone if they're constantly calling 911 with different boyfriends?
It's kind of like pointing to them eventually.
Different girlfriends.
They should just call it on themselves.
Well, doesn't it? Yeah, I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, it's the whole thing.
Is someone who picks bad people, or are they people that are involved in strife all the time? Well, she's always involved in strife.
Both.
Yeah, maybe.
Both. She clearly picks bad people, but she's also, you know.
Probably made for each other.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's made for her.
Except for Samantha Ronson.
No, Samantha Ronson was calling 911 on her, remember?
That's right.
Remember her, that crazy drive? Those two people were trapped in her car. And she's driving 100 miles an hour in a 20-mile-an-hour zone or something, trying to catch.
Joe, don't you know somebody who was in that car? The Lindsay Lohan publicist drive thing?
The chase? When she was driving a million
miles. That wasn't
miles
you?
An hour?
Maybe it was Bentley. No. I swear somebody on the show knew somebody in that car.
Wow, what a story. I'd love to hear that story. Actually, I read the story, so I kind of did hear it.
She was hot back in the day.
She's
not that long ago.
Ken was pretty hot.
She's had too much work done on her now, man.
Yeah, but I liked her prior to all of that.
Yeah,
I used to be in love with her.
She looks a little messed up.
Fiery redhead.
But yeah, the cops actually broke into her house. They actually busted the door down. Or busted the door in. Yeah, she does not look right.
No, she's.
She's a wreck.
She sure is.
And this guy, I don't know what all this guy has going on, why he would want to.
He should stick with the prostitutes.
Mess. Exactly. Yeah. Be a lot better off. Now, did you hear about the tattoo artist who is going to jail? He was supposed to tattoo a Chinese symbol on this girl's back, and he tattooed a penis.
Does the penis look anywhere like a symbol?
No. No, it doesn't.
Oh,
it
really?
It looks like a penis.
Why'd he do it?
I don't know. I've read this story twice.
He could just be a bad tattoo artist.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. If
he also put the word fuck on her back.
And penis.
I don't think that's a mistake.
This guy's really an asshole. She got home, removed the bandages. To her shock and horror, she discovered she had gone an entirely different direction. Or he had gone an entirely different direction. Supposedly he's going to jail for like three and a half years.
Hope you like prison food and penis.
That's a long time.
What's the actual charge? She asked for the yin and yang.
Yeah.
Too. Oh,
I haven't seen what the charge is. It just says he's going to jail for 3.5 years. So.
Oh, this is in Australia?
Whatever. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's in Australia. Or Austria, actually.
Oh, it's Austria?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's still elsewhere.
Where are we with the amazing karate guy who spit during his story? Is he available? Is he ready to chat?
I don't know. Joe, do you know?
Yeah.
He's ready to go? He's pumped? Oh, cool. This guy, I mean, if he gives us a bad interview, it's going to be our fault.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's a story in and of himself.
Now, Joey talked to him a little earlier, and he's pretty pumped up about being able to swear.
Is that so?
Yeah. He's been doing interviews all day with the news stations, and he hasn't been able to swear, so now he's he finally let loose.
He can let his hair down now and really funny. Spit it out.
His hair, by the way, he's got killer. It's almost It's almost a mullet, right? Don't you guys think that's almost a mullet?
No question.
He's got his most colorful shirt on. I'd love to see this guy's closet.
I didn't see anything wrong with his hair. I mean, it looked pretty normal to me.
No, it was great.
How's Mark been the last couple of weeks since I've been here, Drew?
Mark?
Is he still forcing the bad words?
Bullshit.
Probably has.
Yeah. Oh, knock it off.
I mean, if he was then, he is now.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure that he was doing it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
Clear to me.
That's all right.
You got him, Jay?
You guys done piling on?
I miss you guys.
I've been piling on.
I miss you guys.
Miz, after that accusation, was that timing really appropriate?
It doesn't matter.
A motive comment like that?
Shame.
Hey, if we ever get there, that guy at whose house was crashed into by the plane, I want to talk about that Malaysian flight. They've decided to stop looking for it.
How dare they do that to you guys?
They haven't been looking for it.
They've been canvassing the Indian Ocean.
Not very hard, almost the entire thing.
Yeah, supposedly.
Just sit in Madagascar or over there, because that's where all the pieces are ending up, right? Hello.
Hey, is it Mike?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Mike, it's Drew and Mark and Maz. We're calling on our podcast. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You?
Doing great, man. We saw your story, and you were such a great story subject. I thought, I love the way you told the story, and Mark was talking about how you threw yourself across the hood of the car and all that. And
reenacted it.
You're one of the coolest story subjects I've ever seen.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Also, the way you spit, like in the middle of the story, was really cool. It didn't even bother me.
Well, you know what was funny? I had talked to the people on the morning show, and I was telling them that when they were filming me, they could have cut that out, you know, because, you know, they edit whatever they want.
Sure.
They that in there, you know?
It was so smooth, though. It was just right. It was almost like...
Oh, yeah. Real nice. Yeah. It was smooth. They have a real sharp, that shirt, too, huh?
Mark liked your shirt.
I wanted to see what else was in your closet. Did you pick that shirt out?
It was
just
a cool shirt.
Did you just happen to be wearing it?
I should have been wearing my Campbell Campus rookie year jersey signed by Eisenman, but what are you going to do?
Can you give some more volume, Jay?
Wait, your rookie Eisenman
signed my rookie year Campbell Converse rookie year jersey signed by Steve Eisenman. But you know,
Campbell
I didn't.
Conference.
I got one. I got all kind of nice stuff.
So that's the orange one, right? Is that an orange one?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it, man. With the stars, the black. Yep.
That was a cool jersey.
Wait, why?
Yeah, I got Hall's Olympic jersey too.
Nice. Are you saying that you changed for the TV cameras?
Well, no, actually, I just, you know, put these clothes on. It wasn't just like I changed for it, but I put these clothes on, and it just happened to be this shirt I've been wearing a lot lately. That was a cool shirt.
It's your go-to shirt right now.
Yeah, it's you know, I mean, it's not bad.
The whole story was I mean, you were happening. It was a wild story, too, and you should tell the story. You're on 94, traffic comes to a stop, and some guy jumps on the hood of your car?
Yeah, me and my son were going to a job site for a guy named Andy, and we're on our way to Grosse Pointe Farms going down 94 eastbound, and next thing you know, we're in a dead park. I mean, park, literally from 80 to nothing, and a Jaguar cuts me off. And, of course, you know...
I like the way you say Jaguar, too. That was the thing I liked about the story.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I was kind of making fun of the car in this way. But he was driving a pretty decent car. It wasn't a shabby one either. And out of nowhere, this guy, look what he had on in the bill of his hat. When he went to turn his head, knocked it off, and it kind of set him off. He looked like an idiot in front of his friends, I guess.
What happened?
He was wearing a baseball cap, and when he went to turn to look at me, the bill of the hat hit the window, and it knocked it off his head. So that spooked him. He flung out of the car, flew over the hood of my ride, pulled out a knife, and started trying to break my window.
Now, were you actually scared, or did you just start laughing because he's stabbing a window?
I was actually scared, because I'm sitting in a car. I'm vulnerable. You know, I got my kid with me.
Yeah.
Now, you know, and the damnedest thing is, you know, you got people parked everywhere. Now, one son of a bitch got out to help. And now, if I'd have been parked three cars back and I'd have been seeing this, I'd have been on. You know, I'd have got out and just fucked the guy up. But here's the deal. You know, nobody wants to do a damn thing. And I'm worried, my kid, the car pulled up 8 feet, you know, so I stepped out of gas, and we got up, and he's, like, now he's looking like a dick. Like, you know, I'm back here, he's up there, I go to open up the car door, I'm ready to fuck this guy up, and he took off, got in the car, and fled the scene.
Wow.
I swear to God, I haven't seen that son of a bitch again. He's got a problem coming, I'll tell you that right now.
He wanted nothing to do with you, huh?
No, you know, I can only imagine, you know, why that window didn't break. You know, I even said Dodge must be making a good window. So this guy hit it at least 10, 15 times. He was hitting it hard.
He was really hitting it hard,
looked like Yeah, he looked like he was out to kill somebody, actually.
Kind of. And he got out of the Jaguar, right?
Yeah, he hopped out of the Jaguar. He's my 23-year-old kid, you know, Mexican, black guy looking, you know, what a cholo. You know, don't give a shit about life.
Right.
Obviously, you don't, because people that, you know, are right-minded, like you guys, me, you know, and everybody else, I guess, you know, that I know and to hang out with. They don't go pulling shit like that.
No, no, it's nuts. And you think he was actually pissed because he turned his head and he knocked his hat off and his friends laughed at him.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, the whole time he's flipping me off, I'm flipping him off. And then the last time...
Oh, I didn't catch that part.
Oh, wait.
Where'd the flipping off start?
Very conveniently left that out.
I might have flipped him off a little louder, too. You know, I don't know. You know, I mean, I... But, and then when the guy, you know... After all the flipping off back and forth, he turned his head and his hat flipped off. That's when he lost.
Interesting.
The guy is not right in his mind at all.
What kind of hat did he have on? What kind of baseball team?
He had on a black baseball cap.
Oh, yeah, no logo?
No, probably polo.
He's on his own team,
you know,
man.
Polo, did you hear that? Polo.
But Mike, do you take any responsibility because you got in a flip-off battle with him?
No, you know what? For somebody to come out of their car and come out with a knife like that, I mean, I wasn't planning on doing it.
Well, there's no excuse for doing that. But
I didn't know what would have set him off. That didn't make sense. So clearly, I mean, yeah, the reaction's ridiculous. But
right, no, I understand that. And I just say, you know, I was telling him real loud, but my windows were up and the stereo was up real loud. I had the air conditioning on. I'm like, hey, fuck off, ass! Try to get up, kick your fucking ass. And he probably and that's it, you know. And then he got out and thought, okay, come on, let's go.
Okay, and that was for cutting you off, right?
Yeah, and I got, you know, I'm yelling back and forth, he's bitching, and then it just set him off. Like I said, when his hat flew off, he came out of the car, and I'm praying to God this guy, it looked like he appeared to me he was pulling out of time.
Now, did you tell Channel 7 about the bird flipping stuff?
Oh, yeah, we talked about it.
They cut that out?
No, No,
they didn't use that.
I even talked about it on the radio today.
Because that's really funny. I was thinking, God, what's this nutcase just jumps on this guy's car? I didn't get any indication there was a road rage going on, which is what would have seemed more likely. So now I feel like I know the story. I really understand the story a little better. Anyway.
Yeah, well,
not like that he had a right to do that.
Everybody was traveling at such a high rate of speed that came to a screeching halt, and then he cut into my lane, and I had to get over because he was going to hit me.
Yeah.
So I got over and almost hit the lady in front of me. And then when he scooted up a little bit, I looked over at him. And he had a big old smile on his face, you know. So I flipped him off, and then he flipped me back off. And the next thing, you know, I'm yelling and screaming, and he can't hear me, obviously. But then he, you know, yelled and screamed back and finally said, you know, fuck it, I'm going to get out, and, you know, I'm going to do some damage to this guy.
Now, Mike, how did it resolve itself? Because it's not like traffic just started up and you guys went away.
No. Actually, the car in front of me, my son said it had pulled up about 8 feet. He said, pull up, Dad. So I stopped on it, pulled up real fast, and now he's back there, like behind my car now. So he got back in his ride and cut across traffic and got on 96. 96 was open, but it was backed up at least a quarter mile before you got to 96. So he went all the way on the other side of the freeway and cut off the shoulder of the road. Well, I'm stuck over here by the wall.
Now, do you think, did this guy, did you give me
any? I called 911. I called 911.
Okay. Could he see you on the phone?
You know, you can do anything with these computers that make phone calls. So I got a hold of the state police and, you know, talked to them. I was asking about the cameras that they have on the freeway. I find it stupid you can't rewind the camera. I mean, they're trying to tell me. So I called Channel 7 to find out the real deal. And they said you can't. If there's ever an accident that occurs on a freeway and a tanker,
you're
not going to catch the tanker.
I don't know.
They said what happened to MDOT has to turn that camera.
Oh, the MDOT camera.
Recording the incident.
What would be the point of the camera?
All those cameras are just taking live shots.
Maybe you could pause it.
Yeah, if they see it live.
And I'm thinking in my mind with the technology we got, how can you not miss an asshole parked on 94 hopping out of a car? But, you cannot miss this show. You couldn't miss this son of a bitch. I mean, you know what I'm thinking? These cameras probably home in, got his license plate, everything, we're golden. And I come to find out we're not that educated. Come on.
Did you get his plate?
No. That's the one thing I couldn't do because I never, like I say, he cut me off and then I was in front of him. And then when he pulled up alongside of me, that's as far as he got. And then I pulled up further, and I never got a chance. you know what blows my mind? Like I said, you got all these other people on the freeway. You think somebody could have made a phone call? There's a guy got out of a Jaguar. Here's the plate number.
Jaguar.
You know?
You son of a bitch.
With the Jaguar.
Yeah, I would have. I mean, if I would have seen something like that going on, I maybe would have got out.
I love this because I'm telling you, if this ever happens to me, I want you to be two cars behind me so I know I've got Mike coming to help kick some ass with me.
Sliding across the cars.
Yo, shut up. I'm going to kick 100% of your ass. Yeah.
I mean, I would be talking real shit if I knew you were two cars behind
me. Michael behind you? Absolutely.
Because Mike's definitely getting out to help.
What is like the goat? I mean,
you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
What's your level of karate? What I mean, is it taekwondo? Is it karate?
Actually, I started taking taekwondo when I was 9 years old, and I took a 12-month course, and then literally learned the rest on my own.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Wait, but then you don't get credit. You don't get credit for the proper belts if you learned it on your own.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Because on the news they said he's certified in martial arts. But hey, anybody that
they said black belt, I think, didn't they say black belt?
Well, I beat the shit out of the black belt one time, so I consider myself a black belt. But like I said, I self taught myself. But you know, it don't mean nothing to me. My kids are fast, quick, and that's it. That's the
point. I'm intrigued by this. I think
who's this black belt?
As a matter of fact, they called in today on a talk show and started telling some old stories. They said, "Yeah, this guy literally got into it with 9 Caldinians." Now that was 20 years ago. Now I beat the shit out of people that night. They were beating up 2 girls.
You beat up 9 Chaldeans.
Yeah, that's not a joke, dude. It happened on Easter Sunday. I was a kid, young, and somebody spotted me and said, "Hey, these girls are getting beat up down the street," you know. So I went down there and I'm like, "Hey, what the, you know, pick on somebody your own size." So these are Chaldeans. You guys are from out of town, you know. And
If we could see a replay of you beating up the 9 Chaldeans, would it look like a scene in a Billy Jack movie?
It would something. I don't know about Billy Jack because somebody did say that on Facebook today. We got a Billy Jack in Michigan, thank God. But I don't know about Billy Jack, but yeah, it was a trip, man.
Well, beating up 9 guys, I mean, that only happens.
Well, I got hit
too. Take your shoes off?
No, they had Nike prints all over.
Billy Jack took his shoes off.
What was the stupid song?
Yeah, Billy Jack did.
Oh, on the bloody morning after, one tin soldier rides
one
away.
One tin soldier.
Billy Jack took his off, but I left Nike prints all over these shoes. I left my Nike.
Who played Billy Jack?
A lot of spin moves and a lot of kicks and stuff in that when you kick those 9 guys' asses.
Oh, he would say I did a reverse round, broke guys 3 ribs. Whoa! You know, when it first happened, I knocked the first 3 guys. They were down. They were out within 4 seconds, all 3 of them.
I just want to see
9 of them came out of nowhere, and I was standing on the middle of Main Street in downtown Plymouth trying to defend myself.
He could have been in a roadhouse. I
want to
follow Mike around and see if somebody road raises him, because I want to see him beat somebody's ass.
I never understand this, though.
Billy Jack in Detroit metro area, and I didn't even know it.
Sure, it doesn't make sense. When it's 1-on-9, is it like a movie where each one of the 9 goes at you 1 at a time, or do they all swarm you?
Oh, they never swarm. They're all scared after he kicks the first guy in the face.
I was throwing kicks so fast and spinning, man. They were like staying at
Billy Jack. I'm telling you, it's like it had to be like a Billy Jackson.
Or Miyagi. Yeah. Miyagi took out the 5 guys by himself, protecting Danielson.
That's right.
See,
it's still teaching us lessons.
I think, did Channel 7 say that you are a black belt?
No, they didn't.
They didn't say that?
I'm trying to figure out where I put martial
arts or something.
I was certified martial arts.
Okay, because I was thinking you were a black belt. And I don't know. I'm figuring I must have heard that.
All right, you beat up these 9 guys, but you also beat up a guy who's certified in black belt. What's that story?
Well, I mean, a buddy of mine was over at the Red Roof Inn, and he said these guys took his wallet. And I said, well, what business is it of mine? You know, do you want to get me out of the house for what? For me to go, you know. You got 2 guys that, you go, yeah, but dude, they're scared of you, man. They know who you are. They know what you can do. And I go, the one guy's a black belt martial arts. The other guy's a purple belt martial arts. Dude, all you got to do is walk in. Trust me. So I went in there, and one guy that was a black belt started some shit, and I just bap, 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 and that was over. And the other guy said, here's his wallet back. I got to go, man.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It's like another Billy Joel scene, except it's later in the movie.
Billy Jack, yeah, wow.
Billy Joel. Not a Billy Joel scene at all.
It's nice to know karate. It's basically made for self-defense. But when you need to use it, it's good to know. But I haven't, honestly, been in a fight with anybody in probably over 12 years.
That's too bad, because I would love to have seen. I wish they had some footage of you kicking that guy's ass on 94. It sounds like he needed his ass kicked.
Who's your favorite Who's your favorite martial arts guy?
That would have to be, I'd have to say Seagal.
Oh, really?
Seagal.
Yeah.
Really?
Van Damme's not bad either. I like Van Damme. Oh.
Steven Seagal now or Steven Seagal like 12 years ago?
Back in the day. Yeah. Back in the day, Seagal. Yeah. Like, from the, today, I don't
the
even know
three
who
word
today.
Title movies.
Do you, do you have a favorite movie from amongst his movies?
Oh, easily.
Oh, God, man. That one when he keep a cool head, man. You know, when he killed the two twin brothers, what the heck was the name of that movie?
Hmm.
They were reggae dudes.
License to Kill or something like that?
Yeah, something. That was a Bond movie. Brandon's
looking
up.
Yeah, it's a Bond movie, man.
It's another Kill one with Seagal.
Brandon's looking
They're all like three words except for Under Siege, which Under Siege, isn't that the boat one?
Yeah, Under Siege is the one where he's on a boat, yeah.
Yeah, that's the best one. Cause he beats up the Pittsburgh Penguin. What's the hockey one?
Is it Marked for Death?
Yeah, the hockey one was phenomenal when the helicopter went through to the ice.
That was badass. Remember he beat up the mascot?
Yeah, man. Chelios, man, was out there.
Oh, he beat up the mascot.
I was
the guy dressed as
a
mascot.
Man, I'm watching Chelios play during his game, during the movie. I know it wasn't real, but it was kind of cool, man. You know?
People are saying sudden death, possibly.
Sudden death. That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Yeah, that is it.
Well, I tell you,
were you a big fan of Jeff Speakman? Remember Jeff Speakman?
Can't say him.
Jeff Speakman was another karate movie guy at the time who did like one flick. What?
Bruce Lee.
The Perfect Weapon was Jeff Speakman. Do you remember that movie?
I know, I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Speakman, who's that?
He was another one of
really?
Van Damme,
I don't know.
Steven Seagal, but he only had like two movies in there. Like, Jeff Speakman, that's a stupid name.
Don't bring
here.
Up these cult people, Mark. We're having a serious conversation
ass kicker. Look how much Mike knew about Seagal. I thought maybe no Speakman.
I'm looking at Jeff Speakman.
Perfect Weapon.
I've never heard of this guy.
By the way, my movie was Hard to Kill. Hard to kill.
Yeah.
Hard to kill with Seagal.
Go rent The Perfect Weapon tonight.
Thanks, Brandon.
Maybe you'll learn something, both of you.
Hey, listen, man, appreciate the time and sharing the story with us. That's some wild stuff.
I appreciate it, man. You guys have been cool, man.
You were made for the podcast, no doubt.
All right. Well, thank you very much, guys.
Okay. And take it easy out there.
See you, Mike.
Yeah, always, man.
Thanks, brother.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Number love, man. All right.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Love trumps hate.
I thought they said he was a black belt.
I mean, they must have just said
Mark. Mark!
I mean, love trumps hate.
Oh, God. I don't know how much of the convention I can watch this week.
I'm going to watch all
love
of it. It's hilarious.
Trumps hate.
Do you want all the crap you can buy on her website?
I had no idea. I guess people buy it.
Yeah, well, my buddy jokingly sent me a shirt that on the front says... Pat, you know Pat.
Yeah.
Sent, the front of the shirt says, "Deal me in." And then on the back it has, "If fighting for blah, 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 blah is playing the woman's card." So the quote actually starts in the back of the shirt, which I think is kind of backwards. Like, shouldn't that be on the front?
Yeah, I would say.
You need to deal me in on the front.
Well, but then you got to walk back and then leave it off the back. We all know what it means.
Who buys political slogan t-shirts?
I don't know.
I mean... It's not funny.
I don't get it.
Is it basically people want to go, "I love Hillary, I want everyone to know it"?
Yes.
Are there really people like that?
A woman's place is in the White House. That's a shirt you can buy.
Oh, God. How absolutely trite.
And paid family leave and equal pay is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
Scratchy voice.
Well, she has no concept of automated. What am I trying to say?
Amplified
sound. She doesn't understand how the mic works.
Just remember.
Oh no!
Love trumps hate.
You can buy that. That's on a button or a T-shirt.
She was going on and on today about Trump's business record. Like he
today
just,
she was
today she was.
Wait,
well, it might have been from last night.
Oh,
I don't know
okay. I was going to say, what is she doing today? She's supposed to be hiding out.
How he stiffs people regularly, doesn't pay dishwashers and doesn't pay cooks, and he just apparently just decides he doesn't feel like paying people and just doesn't pay them.
Okay. He's written a lot of books about business.
Stop it, Jay.
They all seem to end at chapter 11.
Let's see.
Yeah, I think she despises his success. She has no respect for it whatsoever. And so she's She's obviously got a hold of a few. Well, the USA Today story about all the lawsuits Trump's been involved in. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are cases where he hasn't paid people, but it's because the work wasn't good in his eyes or whatever it was. He doesn't just indiscriminately decide not to pay people.
I think she's
a little bit.
The Clintons are loaded as well. Why would she be upset with his riches?
Oh, the Clintons made it in public office, though. They did it off the government, off the public teat. I don't think she likes people that really go out in the working world and make money.
I don't think she respects that.
I really don't.
Honestly?
I don't think she does.
Why would you say that?
Listen to her talk about Donald Trump. Tell me if she has any respect for Donald Trump's
work. Talking about a guy she's running against.
He's got billions of dollars, Maz.
That's right.
How could you not respect him as a business person?
I think there's better things she could attack him on if she really wanted to attack him on.
But I think this means something. I think this is comfortable territory for her, trashing a rich, successful person.
Oh, yeah.
I think it feels better.
Like throwing lamps at him. It's the figurative throwing lamps at a rich person. Like she threw a lamp at Bill.
Liar.
She doesn't like Trump because he's in her preordained way to be president.
Right.
That's really what it is.
Yeah, you're right. By the way, I read an interesting story about Trump and taxes because I'm a little shocked, honestly, at this point that he has not released his tax returns.
What does it matter? You don't have to.
It doesn't matter. No, I agree. I don't think it matters either.
That is a losing issue for them. Look, don't we all agree that Trump probably paid as little taxes as possible, like every other person tries to do?
Yes.
Right?
That's a fact.
Yeah, and nobody tries to pay. Nobody pays their fair share if they can get away with it. The problem's loopholes.
You know what my response is to that?
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy.
Who do you think's going to win?
What were you going to say about taxes?
Really?
Oh, about Trump taxes. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't.
Is it 50-50, really?
Yeah, Trump's winning right now.
Isn't that amazing?
But he got the bounce off. He just had his convention. No, nobody thought he would get a bounce off the convention. I didn't either. I didn't think he'd get any bounce off that convention, but he did.
He got a massive bounce.
I think that speech was liked. I think people liked it.
Really?
Mark,
what else did we get a bounce off of?
Well, just because he dominated a news cycle for a week.
Right, it's exciting. Well,
it wasn't
at
good.
That point.
A lot of it was bad.
But you know who took the brunt of it was Ted Cruz, which makes Trump look. I told you I would vote for Trump just to spite Ted Cruz.
Well, the whole party took a hit.
Not really.
I don't think of Trump as a Republican Party. I think he's dumped something entirely.
He is unique. He is really on his own.
His own party.
He is his own,
basically.
I must say, I think I had a lot to do with that, okay?
I don't know if you follow Nate Silver, who Nate Silver predicts a lot, predicted a lot of elections.
I have.
So July 7th, he had Hillary winning, I think, 72% to 28, because he takes all the polls.
72 to 28? Who has had 72 to 28?
No. It's
Nixon over McGovern.
Oh, 72% chance. Got
72% chance of winning based on.
I know Nate
on,
Silver better than that. I sound like an idiot.
Yeah, it's not based on popular vote. It's based on the Electoral College. He takes the success rate of past polls. It's a bunch of numbers and stuff that people don't care about. Today, what do you think the chance of her winning is? From 72%.
I'm going to say it's
just 2 weeks ago.
52. I guess her chance is 55.
53.4.
52. I was close. 54. I underbid.
I was close,
I won.
Too.
Yeah, but you overbid.
And you got to believe.
It's not Price is Right, man.
I play everything like Price is Right.
That's a bullshit rule.
And 52 was a perfect bid.
Going over so treated so harshly. And what other field is going over treated
now,
harshly?
Now he's made 52 a perfect bid.
It's
still wrong.
Bid. I would have won another 10 grand for getting close.
65?
Did anyone see, don't let me forget this Trump topic here, but did anyone see this morning Dylan, what's her name from GMA? Or is she on the Today Show? Dylan Dreyer?
The weather chick, she's on the Today Show.
Okay, Dylan she Dreyer. Was on The Price is Right.
She was?
Yeah, because her grandmother won the most money ever won in the history of Price is Right in 1963 when Bill Cullen was the host.
Oh, love Bill Cullen.
Yeah, no, it was weird seeing Bill Cullen.
You notice they never showed him walking because he was injured.
He was like FDR and Floyd from Andy Griffith.
Yeah, but they only plugged him in a seating position.
Only FDR and Floyd from Andy Griffith.
He's the Roosevelt of game shows.
Yes. He is. Bill Cullen was never shown walking.
What?
Always behind a desk.
I am so excited to look that up. And
you have to.
How do you host Price is Right from behind a desk?
I don't know how they did it in the 60s.
He was sitting down when they showed him, Mark.
I'm telling you. There was one
the Who, What, or Where game. I used to watch the Who, What, or Where game.
Are you ready for this one? One time that they caught him walking. And it was on Tattletales.
Wait, they caught him walking. If he couldn't walk, why was he walking?
Because he was standing. Him and his wife were standing by the audience. Because at Tattletales, you play for your part of the audience. They're part of the game. Okay. So they're standing there. And as they're panning away, You see everyone else running back to the desk, and he's left alone. And then you see him trying to limp his way back to the to the area.
What was wrong with him?
Bummer.
I don't know what happened to him. He was very you know, he wasn't able to walk very well.
That's
Let's leave
bizarre.
It at that.
That's bizarre. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, she won like $72,000 worth of shit in 1963, which would be the equivalent of over $500,000 today.
Wow.
So she was supposed to be on the show. They called her down, and she was like so excited. She ran up on the stage instead of going to the space where you make your bid.
Oh, come on. That's an amateur. That's
really dumb.
Total amateurs. You ever seen the show before?
My dad still watches it religiously.
Really?
Yep. 11 o'clock in the morning to 12 noon.
And does he bid along with the people?
Yeah, my dad plays along.
I bet you'd be really good at it, Tom.
Don't you remember a story I told you guys on the air?
About Price is Right?
Yeah, the Vegas show, Price is Right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you went.
At Bally's.
Yeah, I remember.
I took my, you know, my parents, was their 50th anniversary.
Wait,
so
who was the host? It was someone ridiculous.
Yes, I forgot his name. If you look him up, it's Todd something. Todd
something. Oh, we did look him up.
Yeah, we looked him up. And I made it on. I made it up to the stage.
Did you win any money?
No, I lost. I got steak knives.
What games did you play?
Oh, steak knives. That's terrible. Knives. Who would know what steak knives cost?
I won. I won the steak knives. I forgot what I bid. But
what games did you play?
Todd Newton. I played Plinko.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I played Plinko.
Plinko.
You know, I should have known. Tattletales. Jay's watching Tattletales.
I love Tattletales with Burt Convy.
I should have known as soon as I brought up Look. The Price is Right that Maz was going to dominate the conversation somehow.
He loves game shows.
I love that Maz loves TV, though. That's one, I think it's one of our deepest connections is your love for TV, because
so
I love TV, too.
You know what I watched last night?
What?
Superman Season 6, George Reeves. It was the one where these guys came.
Jesus Christ.
The old Superman?
Yeah,
like
but it was
the
colorized.
Really?
It was a colorized one.
Oh, that's got to look weird.
It was great.
Really?
Oh, my God. I'd
love to
loved
see colorized.
It. You would love
Does it.
It
look like Batman a little bit when it's colorized?
No, brighter.
Brighter than
much
Batman?
Much brighter. Yeah, much brighter.
Batman was way bright.
Oh, but you have to see it. It's from 1957.
What time
six?
Did you watch this last night?
I tape them.
Tom. Sunday's one of the
you
best.
Tape Superman from the 50s.
I tape Superman, Batman, Dennis the Menace, Mr. Ed.
Dennis the Menace.
Partridge Family.
Mr. Ed.
I have a feeling at Nielsen they're walking around laughing at what you're
going,
recording.
There's some guy in Michigan listening to these shows this asshole records. We think he's 50-something, too. He was 90.
They're not by mistake. He actually watches
and
them.
I watch the Game Show Network. I tape Tattletales.
Oh, my God.
But, Tom, there's so much great stuff on Sunday night.
I know. And I watched The Night Of on HBO.
Oh, yeah. I haven't started that
yet. Oh, is that good?
Yeah, I heard it's really good.
Well, I'm going to lose Maz.
There he is.
Bring up all the documentaries I've been watching. I've been watching a ton of them lately.
I love documentaries.
I don't think you'll have watched any of these for some reason.
Look
Maybe.
At George.
We'll see.
Look at the gallant
oh,
George.
It is colorized.
Look at it.
Didn't George Reeves die from something weird?
Shot himself.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but it was very, very shady.
No, he killed himself.
No, it was shady.
They don't want you to know that.
No, it was shady.
They want you to think that.
He was murdered.
Didn't Ben Affleck play him in a movie?
Yeah.
It was Affleck,
wasn't
it?
Bum.
What's the name of that movie?
Batman versus Superman.
Geely?
No, it was something
It was Batman versus Superman.
Mark.
It was Batman versus Superman.
No.
Yeah, Ben Affleck played Superman or Batman in that. He played Batman in that
he
movie.
He played Batman in it, but I swear he played Hollywood. George Reeves.
Hollywood Land. Hear him?
Hollywood Land.
I was just sitting here laughing, watching how clueless you both were with where I took the conversation, which is totally my fault.
Okay.
Oh,
okay, first let me wrap up the Donald Trump thing.
We're off Superman?
Yeah, we're getting off Superman.
Please.
And we don't want to lose everyone all at once.
Price is Right?
We go back to Price is Right if we must. If you have something good.
so no.
Ryan anyway. Field won Price is Right. Remember Ryan Field from Fox?
Yeah.
Fox Sports Detroit?
Yeah, he's on
Fox.
He was
on Fox Sports Detroit. Now he's on FS1.
How obtuse a reference is that?
I don't. This is what Tom does best.
He won.
He won?
Yeah, he won.
He win?
Showcase?
He won a showcase.
Wow, that's got to be worth like 50 grand, right?
I forgot how much he won, but he did great.
Good for him. Good for Ryan Field.
Well, this is somebody you know.
Who dreamed Ryan Field would get a mention on the podcast today? I guess when Tom walked in the door, his chances went way up.
People look it up.
No one cares. We
yeah, they do.
Believe you.
There's more people that care about it than you know.
I choose to believe you.
Yeah, I'll just believe you and leave it at that. But, okay, on Trump and his tax returns.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yes.
The reason it's believed that he will not release his tax returns because what they've seen of his tax returns, it appears, for example, in 80, I think it's 87, he shows very small income. This is when, you know, he's owning USFL teams, etc. Yeah. 88 and 89, this is because of court cases, he paid no income tax in 88 and 89.
Okay.
Which is, you know, pretty amazing that Donald Trump could pay no income tax. And anyways, they get into the story, they reveal that when you're a giant, I mean, when you build buildings, I mean, even if you're in real estate and you, let's just say you buy property and you you flip it or you rent it or whatever, the tax laws are incredibly generous. The way you can write off depreciation, I mean, it's unbelievably generous.
Nobody will build anything.
Yeah, it's in fact, it's so generous that at one point Congress wanted to do something about it. They're like, these write-offs are, look at these people like Trump making millions and billions of dollars and paying no taxes. And they were going to make real estate, the industry, tax exempt.
Really?
And but get this, the real estate industry would have lost money. The real estate industry fought it. The tax laws as they exist are better than being tax exempt.
Wow.
That's how favorable real estate laws are. Wow. Tax laws, real estate tax laws. So Trump isn't, it's not that he's cheating anyone. He's just taking advantage of very liberal tax laws.
You know, I'm not a big fan of his, but I have no problem with what he's done in the past. It's what he says he's going to do or not having a plan that bothers me about him.
I'm with you totally.
Because he's not,
I'm a fan of him. I'm just telling you why he doesn't pay income tax.
I'm just saying, I think that's a stupid thing for them to fight because he's not in the public sector. He never was in the public sector.
His business is a success. It's a smashing success. He's a billionaire. Why are they ragging on his business? I mean, it's crazy.
Why not talk about his plans that don't really exist?
I think what they're trying, they're either going to try and trash him as a business person, which destroys him. I think in their mind, they're not going to win that battle, though.
No.
The other thing they're trying to do is like these children watching him on TV.
That is so
ridiculous. Kids don't care about who the president is. They barely know.
Tom. Tom has some kids in that age. Have they seen a Donald Trump speech?
They have seen Donald Trump. They watched it the other night.
Were they frightened of him?
They watched it. I had to explain to them, he's a TV star, girls.
Oh, wow.
Did they go, Daddy, I'm frightened of him?
No, not at all.
No, because you're not
at all.
No kid.
If anything, probably Hillary would frighten him more. She's like a teacher in their school or something,
yeah,
yelling at him.
No, she frightens me. She frightens me.
And I'm a Bill Clinton guy.
I feel like
I love Willie.
When she's president, I'm going to have a new mom, a real bitchy one.
Honestly.
But we will.
That's how I feel.
Once I become president.
Honestly, back in our day, Drew, did you ever think that we'd have an African-American president and then a woman president back-to-back?
Who's the woman president?
Well, if Hillary wins.
Oh, okay.
How about running for president? First woman.
Yeah.
When Geraldine Ferraro was the vice president
to get this far.
It was such a big deal.
Right, Mondale.
And, oh, man, she was not the best candidate either. Remember her press conference?
Either was it.
Do you remember this, Mark?
No.
Jerry.
There were questions about her accounting.
Yeah.
And so she couldn't explain it. She tried. And so she got her CPA, you know, to sit down, and they went over some tax deals.
Wow.
And it was a disaster. First of all, it was clear as a bell that she had no clue. Oh. She's like, I don't know. I just hired this guy.
Sounds like another female vice presidential candidate we've had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was better. She was smarter than Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
No question about that.
She
was Mondale's pick. I mean, Mondale got his handed to him.
But not as bad as McGovern. Bad as McGovern.
I don't know. Didn't Dukakis get whaled on? Didn't he win Massachusetts and that's it?
I think McGovern did worse.
McGovern might have won a couple states. Yeah, we should look that up. There's been a lot of massacres.
I thought 84 was like the biggest blowout. The Reagan.
Mondale?
Reagan Mondale.
I thought he had
Minnesota.
Look it up, that was me, Mark. I think McGovern was the biggest blowout loser.
Huh.
In 72?
72.
Could have been. And he was extremely liberal, the country was pretty conservative.
That's kind of an interesting thought. So, you know, when you're a kid, you don't ever think you would see that. But do you think maybe 30 years from now there'll be a gay president?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe 30 years. Maybe more. I don't know.
80 years?
Maybe a lot.
Maybe
less.
10 years. Maybe less.
How about a trans president?
Yes. No, yes. No, I don't see that happen. Anytime soon.
Well, I'm...
You know, what's the
50 years?
Maybe difference? 50 years. I'll say 50 to 75.
I mean, look at where the civil rights were in 1960.
It could happen quick.
1964.
It could happen really quick.
Biggest landslides in presidential history.
All right, what's number one?
Warren G. Harding over James Cox.
Sorry. That is such a lie, though, too, because Harding was so Calvin goddamn
Coolidge,
corrupt.
Calvin Coolidge over John Davis.
Keep cool with Coolidge.
Those are back-to-back elections, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Can we go to modern? Let's have a modern election so we can stop talking about people nobody even knows who the names are. Lyndon Johnson over Barry Goldwater was biggest modern. Ronald Reagan over Jimmy Carter, followed by Ronald Reagan over... Oh, no. Ronald Reagan over Mondale was bigger than Ronald Reagan over Carter.
Johnson over Goldwater was?
Wait, Nixon over McGovern's number one.
There it is.
I'm sorry, it is. What nice job, man.
Thank you. I don't think he won us... Did he win, like, the District of Columbia? I think that's what he won.
He's a senator of South Dakota. Yeah, so
I don't think he won his own state.
No, he took the state of Massachusetts and Washington, D.C.
That's it. I knew he took D.C. That's it.
Then why don't you say that?
I said, did he take the District of Columbia? Didn't I say that?
Okay.
10 seconds ago, yeah. You did say it before you read it.
Did he say he lost his own state? Massachusetts?
Yeah, he lost his own state.
Well, Massachusetts is flaming liberal, isn't it?
Amazing.
How did he win Massachusetts and not his own state? That's pretty bad.
Poor George.
Reagan now, if you remember. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Mondale was handed a defeat of biblical proportions, taking just his home state of Minnesota and the District of Columbia. So D.C. is apparently pretty easy to win if you're getting your ass handed.
If you're getting your ass handed to you. Now, McGovern translates to TV for us because the Wonder Years actually had a whole couple of episodes that Kevin went to work for the McGovern. Kevin Arnold and Winnie went. They followed Kevin's sister there. You know, she was a real hippie.
She's a hippie.
And she was working for Mondale, and they were walking the streets and everything. So, of course, they went down to Mondale headquarters, and of course, it was the night they got slaughtered.
The McGovern headquarters.
Yeah, McGovern headquarters, and it was the night of the election. Everyone was so excited going in, and at the end of the night, it was like nothing but dust balls, basically.
His sister was hot, by the way.
Beautiful.
Was that Olivia Diabo?
Yeah.
Julian Lennon used to nail her.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Poor Julian Lennon. Should have done better.
He's done okay.
Drew and him are tight.
Yeah, we're tight.
I remember you telling me that. Did you get in a car with him or something like that?
No, I got on his bus.
What was Wayne doing while Kevin and Karen were out?
He was home rocking his girlfriend in the basement. Wayne did good.
Yeah, Wayne wouldn't fall for that political crap.
He would not
be working for any politician.
He just wanted to get laid.
When I was a kid, my parents used to call my middle brother Wayne because of the way he picked on me. Because Wayne picked on Kevin the same way.
So he gave you the noogie and
everything. Stop being a Wayne.
I love the thing about him not being in your room. Jumping.
Oh, I know. What a jerk.
Pretty funny.
Charging you for cable.
Yeah, I know.
Joe, charging you for cable? I can't get over that.
Yeah.
Well, way ahead of his time.
It was genius of him.
Well, your parents would not pay for you to have cable in your room, so your brother.
Well, you know.
Clipped the cord and made it happen?
In my closet, I had access to the attic, so he just spliced it. Like nobody.
But then how does it determine that he should charge you?
Because he thought he should charge me for doing that.
We can't even get cable TV here.
Did you pay him monthly?
He charged me monthly.
How much?
$10.
$10?
Until I went to Rosie?
Well, I did after a few months going, Mom.
I'd have to ask him again because I swear I was probably.
Because the risk involved is that you were getting cable illegally. You weren't paying for it.
I think she must have known, but I think I must have been in default. And Dan's like, I'm going to disconnect it. That would probably be at the time when you go, Mom, hey, you don't pay your bill, disconnect it.
Well, that could have been a valuable lesson. Pay your bills, and you can don't pay your bills, and you lose the service.
I always pay my bill now, yeah, because I can't run to Mom.
And it was a pretty questionable bill. I can't wait to ask Rosie or Al if they're aware of this.
I think she has to be aware. I don't know if she remembers it the way I remember it.
They were too
busy.
You know,
I never really liked paying bills. I don't think I'm going to do that either.
I love him.
I was about to talk about documentaries.
Yeah.
Mark and I both watched. Have you seen the Greg Louganis documentary?
I haven't seen the Greg Louganis one. Was there a made-for-TV one?
It's on demand. It's like a movie doc.
Tom, you're thinking of the movie starring Mario Lopez as Greg Louganis.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
I have not seen it.
Did Mario Lopez make out with dudes and stuff in the movie?
Yeah.
He did?
He dove, too. Mm-hmm. He got AIDS. Yeah, he was really dedicated to the craft. You go,
he method acted and got AIDS.
I never saw that movie.
I couldn't help you. All right, go ahead.
It sounds like it'd be so bad I would want to watch it, actually.
Ed Gein is like buff now, nowadays.
He always was buff.
Yeah, yeah, but he had a couple of down years after he...
Sounds like Tom was into him for a few years.
Wow. He really follows body type.
Well, you know what I mean. He wasn't feeling well. He came out of, you know, officially came out of the closet.
He lost a lot of weight. Yeah. He was battling. Full blown AIDS.
Yeah, he was
battling. He was dying.
Yeah.
Drew kept asking me to watch it, and I finally watched it, and I was really, it like bummed me out. It's a real bummer.
It's pretty rough, actually, but I thought it was well done.
At the end, you said, don't worry, at the end it gets happy, but then I haven't seen the last 15 minutes because my downloading on my TV just stopped downloading, so I got to re-download.
What channel is it on?
On demand.
I know, Showtime.
Showtime. I think it is Showtime.
HBO?
Oh, HBO, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, what I couldn't get over
was...
It's
called Back on Board.
I thought Greg Louganis was, you know, this is really funny, but I thought of him as a really smart guy, a real industrious guy, and I never realized that his financial life was a complete disaster, that he was so easily taken advantage of. And also that after the Olympics, I mean, he's the greatest diver probably in the history of diving. Easily. He made no money off it because people thought he was gay. He was gay, and people thought he was gay, and they're like, well, we don't want some gay guy in the cover of Wheaties.
Really?
Someone get Rhett.
1988.
Someone get Rhett on the phone.
He didn't make Wheaties?
Never made it.
No.
Never made it.
Didn't make a lot of money either.
Huh. They all chose Mary Lou Retton because she was the cute little
America's
pixie.
Like a sweetheart.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Is she gay or something?
And because she slept with dudes.
Yeah.
Well, so did he, though.
Well, but they would have preferred he slept with chicks.
Do you have it saved on your system here? There's a really awesome moment in it.
I'm not sure.
I don't have it saved.
I don't have it saved.
Do you have HBO Go down here?
I do.
I've got HBO on demand, Mark. It's channel 299.
We're going to have to download the whole thing. You got Empire on there, huh? You watch Empire?
Well, here's a preview. What would it be in the preview?
It's at no, this would not be in a preview. I wanted to play the ultimate Larry King interview. I don't even want to explain it.
Look at Drew's recently viewed Curb Your Enthusiasm. I've been watching that every night in the last week just to feel good.
Curb is awesome.
It's awesome. I watched Palestinian Chicken the other night. There's no better 25-minute episode of any comedy than Palestinian Chicken on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Explain what happens.
One of his friends is cheating on his wife, and the guys notice it, and they go to this restaurant. Obviously, they're Jewish, so they go to this Palestinian chicken restaurant that they hear is the best chicken that you could ever get in the world. So him and Jeff's his manager, Larry and Jeff are sitting there eating, and they're like, this would be a great place for a Jewish guy who's cheating on his spouse to come here and hang out because there are going to be no other Jews here watching them. It's like it's easy. So what do you see? They're eating their chicken. All of a sudden, they see one of their friends walk in with another one of their friends' wives. And before you know it, they make eye contact. And Larry, you know, it's so good. He winds up banging the Palestinian chicken owner, who is this really hot Palestinian broad. And it goes on. Do you remember this one or no?
Oh, yeah.
I'm starting to remember as you're telling it to me.
So they go on, and Larry's such a good guy to make deals. All of his friends are coming up to him and saying, "Wow, you just speak your mind. You speak your mind."
Hour five, Drew, by the way.
Where is it?
Hour five.
Hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Ah, damn it.
Keep going, man.
Go ahead.
All right, so basically, Larry makes all these deals for, like, his friends come up to him and say, "Hey, listen, my wife says this LOL instead of laughing. She says, LOL, LOL. Can you go up to her and tell her, you know, why you say LOL? Why don't you just laugh?" And you know who the girl is? It's Janice from Friends. Remember Friends?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Janice happens to be in this episode. So the guy is like, if you do this, you don't have to pay me, because he hit his friend's car. He says, forget about paying me the $600 for my car. If you could tell my wife to stop LOLing, you know, consider it a done deal. So Larry brings it up to her, and he's like, yeah. She LOLs Larry, and he's like, well, I kind of noticed you do a lot of that LOLing. You know, why don't you just laugh? And she's like, you know, who put you up to this? Did Henry put you up to this? Or did my husband put you? So they get into this big fight. So Larry just continues going on, and, you know.
Could have watched the episode by now.
You could have. I'm not paying it the credence that it deserves.
I know.
You're fucking my husband?
Exactly.
Shit. But, I mean, are you serious?
This is fucking ridiculous. This is how you treat a friend? Are you fucking kidding me? LOL, honey. LOL. Fuck you. You know what? Fuck this whole thing.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, honey.
Where are you going? We got one hole left. Fuck this game.
It's a lot. One hole.
There's a lot of parallels, right, with
oh my God.
The situation in the Middle East.
Yes.
What makes the writing of it
It's phenomenal.
Genius.
So phenomenal. But the way he's screwing this woman, and she's like, you Jew, you bastard. He's like, yep, I'm a Jew. I'm a big, big Jew. He's making fun of himself. He doesn't care. This guy is, what a guy this. Larry David is a genius.
Oh, he's the best.
Genius.
You watch Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
Once in a while. I kind of sour
on it. Don't like it that much?
It's
really?
Okay.
What do you not like about it?
It bores me.
What?
It bores me.
See, I
love Jerry. You know,
first of all,
I like
the car. Yeah. I always like the car. I like Jerry, and he always has good guys in there.
Oh, he has great guys on there. But I just like. I'd rather just have the old sitcom. Give
you
me something.
You just passed Jim Babbitt. That was Lou Gaines' boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Fleeced him out of all his money.
Was he a diver as well?
He had his power of attorney.
They met at the Boom Boom Room.
Oh. Was that close to the what was it, the boat? The boathouse?
The boathouse? No, the
Remember
Boom Boom
the
Room. I believe was in New York. But this guy fleeced Lou Gaines. He had power of attorney on him, and
his partner
just stole all his money. So he gave him HIV, steals all his money. And Lou Gaines is such a nice guy that while Babbitt was sick and on his deathbed dying of AIDS, Lou Gaines still paid for everything and took care of him.
Wow.
Yeah, That's why he has no money.
He was too nice a guy.
Yeah, he is a really good guy.
Some chick told him he had mold. Some contractor said, oh, you got mold in your house. She tore his entire house up, charged him a ton of money. He had to redo basically his entire house. No mold, apparently.
But here is by far the highlight. This is where he's revealed that he has HIV.
And Larry King, yeah, just bring it up.
Yeah. So he does the rounds.
Like Arthur Ashe.
Because he came out of the closet. With his book.
And then Magic Johnson.
Yeah, no one knew he was gay or that he had AIDS.
The fact of the matter is...
Probably. And Larry King is just incredible.
Clueless.
Incredible.
I'm gay and I'm HIV positive. Or I'm gay and I have AIDS.
Gay?
No.
It's too risky. I don't want to have to see him sell his home. His one and only home.
I think
home
his mother wanted him to acknowledge he was
loved,
even gay.
You
yeah.
know, because
she didn't.
Of this book.
But she was worried.
I don't know how much time I have. I realized how important it is.
Yeah, he
to
lost
do
a bunch of
now.
Weight and thought he had full-blown
yeah.
AIDS.
Yeah.
It turned out it was something else.
See it done.
I mean, but God, what a scare.
Took bad medication, too.
Bad medication?
My name is Craig Lugan.
Yeah, remember he took a ton of
I'm
medication
gay,
and it had
and
so many bad
positive.
Side effects.
Oh, yeah, that's
it.
Right. That's right.
So you have AIDS.
His coach had to smuggle his AIDS medicine into the Olympic Village.
That's right.
He's gay?
So, Mr. Higgins?
If it had been almost any other disease, everyone would be talking about his courage. But it was the AIDS virus.
Did I get the time wrong?
The dive Luganus
I'm really freaking out. I'm only obsessed with when I timestamp things. Oh, we're at 104.
Pretty close.
Oh, balls.
Oh, look at Oprah with short hair.
Larry King's coming up pretty quick.
I would lose my house.
How would a smart guy like you practice unsafe sex?
I'm not following.
How'd you get AIDS?
I'm sure I was probably exposed before they knew about unsafe sex.
Oh, so you're pretty sure of that?
Yeah.
You feel in yourself that you might live a long while?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
You're confident. Think or hope is a different thing. Are you confident that you will?
Larry.
Who knows?
So basically Larry wanted him to go, Larry, I think I'm going to die any day now.
Larry really ripped
Oh, man.
That was a bullshit interview. That was bad.
All those questions, I think he asked four questions in a row. They were all ridiculous.
Well, the first one, come on. You seem like a smart guy.
Oh,
you have unprotected
smart
sex.
Guy like you have unprotected sex.
Because I didn't know there was a thing called AIDS, you fucking asshole.
It wasn't a thing then.
Larry tripped up on his question and then kind of lost his train of thought.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what it looked
like. He fell apart there.
How'd you get the AIDS? Remember, we had that other audio from a while ago. I forgot who he's talking to. He's like, did you know he was going to die of AIDS? He's asking like a family member, and they're like, what?
No, he can be just brutal. It's like a baseball bat to the head.
I know.
It's very strange. Because I don't think he means to. I think he's a good guy, basically.
Larry King?
I think he means to be a nice guy.
Yeah, he's just clueless about
things.
Yeah,
he's really clueless.
Kind of what he wants to be sometimes.
Scarborough, Maine. Hello.
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 Hi.
Kathy, I saw you on a gay cruise at the Mexican Riviera a couple of years ago. I've been following
What's
you
a gay
ever
cruise?
Since. I think you're hilarious.
I love doing the gay cruises. Thank you.
What's a gay cruise?
Oh, a gay cruise is a boat full of gay people, Larry, doing gay things to one another. It's super gay.
Do we have, to tie it all together, do we have Seinfeld from when he was on King?
Did you leave the show on your own?
Oh, my yeah. God.
And Seinfeld finally goes, can we get a resume in here for Larry? That's what she said.
So anyway, the Louganis thing, I thought it was a good documentary. And yeah. Actually, I thought it was really good. That whole thing with him hitting his head on the board is incredible. You know, here he's had to sneak his AZT into the country because he'd be thrown out of the Olympics if he was taking that, or if they knew he was gay. I don't know what the problem was.
I think it's just drugs in general. You can't take.
Yeah, right.
You're going to the Olympics.
Probably the drugs.
Yeah. Well, it was also Korea. They weren't very friendly.
Not gay friendly at all. And he hits his head, which means basically his AIDS tainted blood is in the pool, which he's worried about. There's a doctor working on him without gloves, stitching him up. You got to think about that. I mean, those are pretty heavy things. And he did not tell the doctor.
No.
He didn't tell anyone.
No.
Well, was he concussed?
No.
Well, you remember when
he cut his scalp on the board.
I remember. But maybe he was a little concussed.
No.
Maybe he forgot to say something.
He just knew he might have to go home if he said, by the way, put some gloves on, I'm gay and I've got AIDS.
Right. Well, I mean, he could have said, hey, please put some gloves on. I'd rather you just put some gloves on.
I was surprised.
Got away with it.
That
would
have been a good
way.
Idea. Right? Actually, yeah, he should have.
I was surprised when he was sitting around with the other guy that was a diver and the female that was a diver that he was on the team with, and they were talking about the BTF club.
Oh, yeah, Beat the Fags.
Yeah, I was surprised that, I don't know, maybe I just would have thought diving would have been a little more inclusive than what it was even in 1984, but...
Well, 1984 is the operative word there. Here's Larry King with Seinfeld.
Oh, awesome.
This might be what we're talking about.
Jerry.
Lasted how long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did. So.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm
you think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented.
Don't
this is
most
a,
shows
is this still CNN?
Oh my God.
I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were
Do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers last episode.
Boy, you don't take it so bad.
Well, that's the big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Jeez.
B-movie opens... B movie open.
Get a resume in here for
B movie. We'll be right back.
Oh, Larry, I kind of miss him.
Oh, I miss him terribly. At night, he'd be great during this convention. I'd love to see what Larry would fumble.
Oh, you were missing him. I was missing Jerry. You guys were talking about Larry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Larry.
Jerry's still around.
Jerry's around.
I know. I mean, I guess Larry's too,
tweeting.
Nobody watches his crap.
His web show.
Yeah.
The other documentary I was going to talk about was, DJ Adam. Mm. There's a documentary on that. And I can't wait for Mark to see it. It's just such a wild story. Or DJ AM, I mean. And I didn't even know who this guy was. I knew who he was, but I knew nothing about him.
Well, he really entered the zeitgeist when he started dating Nicole Richie.
Right. And he's the world's most expensive or highest paid DJ or whatever.
Yeah.
But the story from the beginning is so bizarre. His mother goes to Philadelphia for some reason, meets this guy, falls in love with him, marries him. They're settling down, starting a life. She can't have a kid for some reason. They adopt this girl. And then a year later, after the girl's adopted, she comes home one day to her new husband having sex with a dude.
Yeah, just boof.
He's gay.
Away.
Oh, my God.
She's like, huh? What? And she flips out. She leaves him, takes the daughter, leaves him. And then she comes back for some reason, and she... They have, like, makeup sex after a long absence. They're apart for, I don't know how long.
You're missing a part.
What part?
When she left and went back home, she met a guy that...
I was going to mention that.
Oh, okay.
That was coming.
That was before the makeup sex.
Oh, right. She got pregnant. Yeah, she got pregnant with... She had a little fling after she left.
That's the father.
Got pregnant.
Yeah.
Then went back to see her soon-to-be ex and has sex with him, like makeup sex, and ends up telling him a couple weeks later, oh, I'm pregnant. What do you know? You got me pregnant. She doesn't tell him that she was already pregnant
Ooh.
Until she walks home to him boo-fooing some dude again. And then says, like, you asshole, this isn't yours, by the way.
Yeah, like 9 months pregnant.
And that's DJ Adams, who she's pregnant with. So his father hated him for that.
Yeah, he basically said, well, fuck that kid. I'm going to be crazy gay. Well,
the gay father hates him?
The gay father
But that's not really his father.
It wasn't his kid, right.
Yeah.
Wasn't
who is the real father?
He didn't know his real father.
No one knows.
Okay. No one knows. And then
he could have been a DJ, too.
And then this kid, the father also did drugs openly in front of the kid. Huh?
He could have been a DJ. Maybe that's where the kid got his skills anything. From. You want to know who the guy is?
You think that's a gene that's passed down?
Yeah.
The DJ gene?
DJ gene.
Okay.
If you don't like music, you're good with it and stuff.
Everybody
like
likes your music. Daddy.
I suppose. It's possible. But then the worst part was, well, I guess it doesn't get much worse than that. But he's not really close to his father, but when he's in his teens, he starts on an amazing string of partying, booze, pot, coke, everything. And when he's 16, his mother takes him to rehab, and he goes into this scared straight, which is like the worst, most intense rehab you could possibly go to. I mean, he's tortured, punished, beaten, all this stuff. And his mother comes in one day and says, these people are doing such a great job. I'm so glad, you know, these people are here to help you because there's a couple more problems. One is that your father, he's not your real father. I just have to tell you that. And also he's dying of AIDS and you might want to if you want to say something to him, you might want to say it pretty soon. He's like, what? He's not my dad? Oh, wow.
Well, he's more concerned about being in the scared straight program.
Yeah, he was more flipped out by that. But she's like, I'm just glad you're with these wonderful people so you can figure this all out.
By the way, your father's
dying.
Get your
daddy on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're right, a guy that's not your father that is your father is dying of AIDS.
Yep. So DJ Adam had a pretty rather checkered start to life, you could say.
Yeah.
And then, the plane crash, which he survived incredibly nicely. The guy was working like weeks after.
Yep.
And he was burned
Travis
badly.
Barker. Wasn't Barker on that plane?
Yeah, Travis Barker was the only other survivor. But then somewhere down the road, about a year later, he ends up kind of falling off the wagon. He had been sober for 11 or 12 years, I believe, and was counseling other people. He was really a good guy, a damn good guy. But somehow, I think it started with pain pills he was taking from the burns,
crash,
and that led to crack, which was his
thing. Quite a leap,
guess
unless you just hey, I'm getting a buzz again, let me go back to the best buzz I ever had, crack.
Well, it made me wonder if a crack buzz is similar to a painkiller buzz, if there's some connection there. I don't know, I have no idea, but I've never smoked crack. There was somebody knocking on his door the day before he died, his mentor, saying, okay, I know what's going on in there. You're coming to rehab. And he's like, I just want one more day. And he died. Let him bargain for one more day, and he died.
Now, where was his doc on?
Showtime.
Showtime.
It's a Showtime.
Yeah.
How bad does that guy feel?
I know. That's probably fairly common, though, negotiating with somebody. If they agree to do that, that's considered a victory.
I always think of, I don't know why.
I wondered if it wasn't a suicide, Mark, honestly.
Oh, because he didn't want to bother going to rehab.
Yeah, it's interesting about that. I don't know. I just.
It's possible.
The guy had such a troubled.
Why don't you just pull a Dykstra and go, I'm going to rehab, and then head on to St. John's for a month?
Yeah. I think this guy was going to take him to rehab.
I always think of those two famous rehab stories for musicians. One, or not rehab stories, but just decline stories. Remember the John Frusciante documentary that they did, that European group did, when he was just strung out on heroin?
What was the story? I don't remember.
The guitarist from...
Yeah, Red I know Hot who he is.
Well, he was just strung out, and they filmed it all. They filmed him all just messed up.
Oh, just being a mess?
Yeah.
And showed it to him?
Now he's fine. But the other one was, remember Steve-O talking about...
Oh, yeah.
His despair, punching holes in the wall of the apartment, just poppers all over the place.
That doc on him was incredible.
That
was scary.
I don't know how totally he is scary. Alive.
Mark, did you get my text about Party Legends?
Yes, I have seen that. That's on Viceland.
Do you like it?
I have seen some of them. Yeah, they're just people telling crazy party stories.
The stories are great, though. And there was a story by Dave England, who was in Jackass. Oh. He's part of Jackass.
Yeah.
And he was talking about they shot Jackass, and I guess like that day they had said, how about if we pay you guys another $1 million collectively to get us an ending to this thing? And they're like, well, what do you... And they kind of were hashing it up. They're like, okay. another $1 million. Sure, we'll do it. And there's only like five of them, I think. So they're going to go out and kind of celebrate. So they pick up Dave, and I forget who's driving. Oh, they had a driver, and he has to pick up Steve-O, Dave, and who else is in the who's in that group?
Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville
was probably involved.
Yeah. Bam Margera.
Yeah,
and maybe one more guy.
Yeah, Ryan.
I know the first four for sure. Anyway, Steve-O's the last guy they pick up. When they pick up Steve-O, Steve-O in no time starts like tearing the car up. Like he's pulling the seat cushions out and he's pulling the foam out. And then he's peeing in the van. It's
oh
a van.
God.
Then he rips the inner part of the roof down, which lands on the driver's head, and the driver can't see for like 10 seconds apparently. And they're basically destroying the inside of the van. Bam Margera pulled the inside paneling off, and there was like the pipe.
What?
The pipe for the what's this? Oh, this is it? This is a video of it? I didn't know there was a video of it.
Well, this is probably why he's being such an asshole.
Well, he saw the pipe for the Freon and broke the Freon pipe.
Oh,
and the Freon just
gets... inhale it?
Yeah, and no, well, basically the inside of the windows frosted up.
There goes the air conditioning.
Yeah, end of the air conditioning. Anyway, they completely destroyed this thing. In fact, the guy actually hit a couple cars because he couldn't see while he was driving. I think there was some dents on the outside of the car. Oh, no, the dents were from Steve-O. I forgot. When he parked the car, Steve-O realized that he could do a skateboard off the roof of the building onto the front of the
cool!
van.
Cool!
Yeah, and so he did that like four times. So the windshield was broken.
What an A.
Break this one at me.
No, hold on. Let me make sure.
You break that one
glass.
Up.
It's going to be a glass.
When I wipe out, dude, it's going to be a glass, dude.
Oh, what a dick.
Basically, one person started trashing the inside of the van. By the time they got to their destination, they had done some ungodly amount of damage. And so anyway, the next day, they go out to the van.
There he goes.
And there's four guys standing there with their arms crossed, these Teamster guys. Apparently, a Teamster had lent the van to them. And so this guy, who was like, I think he said he was 80 years old, said, you know, how dare you do that to my fucking van? And he said, there's complete silence, and then Bam Margera stepped forward and goes, fuck you. And they got in the new van and went to work.
Oh, wow.
But they had to pay $29,000 damage.
Really?
But they still made a million.
$29,000. Yeah, they made a million. Yeah, so.
I would have thought it would have been more than that.
He said it's $29,000. He said they never got the van, though. They thought they were buying the van. They were like, well, we get the van.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean,
No, they didn't get the van. They were pissed.
So it wasn't total then. It's just all
No, I guess it was.
Upholstery.
No, it's just the inside. Yeah, upholstery.
Well, remember Steve-O tore up Corolla's set? Remember when Corolla was all, when he was all messed up on Corolla's show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he broke everything, broke the table, broke the chair. That's dragging you out of my consciousness. What?
What was the other line he kept saying?
I love Adam Corolla so hard.
Oh, yeah, I love him so hard.
Adam Corolla so hard.
Oh my God! Was he wasted?
Yeah,
how drunk? What did he? What did he drink? 30 some shots or something?
Oh God, I can't remember. Corolla's told that story before.
Whippets too.
Yeah, he loves
Whippets.
Yeah. Well, that's
there we go.
When they found
Steve-O drunk on Too Late with Adam Corolla.
I like that, bitch. Yeah. Bitch. Tonight, our studio guest is Malcolm McClure, the great author. No, Steve-O. Steve-O in studio tonight. Bitch. Yeah, that was Steve-O almost getting his ass pinned. All right, Steve has had a couple of glasses of Chardonnay. I will tell you, bitch. All right. Steve, focus, baby. Hey, Steve. Here's the thing.
Hi.
We thought it'd be fun if you had a few drinks and then came out here and did a stunt.
I would love that.
All right, we're going to do that. We're going to reel it in just a little bit.
I would
get
love
a focus.
That.
We're gonna get a focus now. Gonna focus on a couple questions, take a few phone calls, then you do the stunt.
If I did not love Adam Carolla, then I would not love my business being here.
Right. And I'm just saying,
did this guy visit us in the studio
tonight?
Yeah,
it's important that you love Adam.
He's a great guy. Then
he
was.
Don't love on him.
I love Adam Carolla so hard.
There it is.
Over here, buddy.
That I will literally love Adam Carolla into the ground.
Let me What about, I want to see a couple of your tattoos for we take some phone calls.
Did this air? I don't know if it ever aired.
Angelina Jolie or Billy Bob Thornton or something like that. You got the right Billy, that's your Billy Bob.
His back is, the entire what back is his face.
Face, yeah. Yeah. You know what's amazing what is how Kroll is handling this fairly like well.
I agree. I would have to agree.
Strangle you out of your own consciousness.
I thought you loved me.
I will kill you.
I thought you loved me.
I love
Don't help me. Easy, easy, but we gotta finish the segment. All right. Hold on, Steve. I'm all right.
He's picking up his chair. He's dumping him out of it.
All right, Steve, let's go to the phone.
That's on television. Oh, must have been live then, right?
Oh, yeah. Taking phone calls.
My mic flew off, so I got to use this. All right, this is great. I feel like Geraldo. No, Steve, don't break me. Steve, that was a rental. That was a rental. All right,
yeah,
Steve.
Bitch.
Steve, hold on a second. I'll tell you what I think we should do.
Yeah.
I was going to take some phone calls, Steve, but you're not playing.
I'm not playing along.
Steve, if you can mind your P's and Q's,
I don't play.
We can take a couple of phone calls and do a TV show.
I don't play.
Otherwise, you're just going to take a break and call security.
I don't play.
All right.
I don't play.
All right, so we'll get security.
Oh, my God.
We'll run the rest of the Jimmy Kimmel show. And we'll be right back after this. Oh, watch out, Steve. Steve, watch out.
Oh, what a disaster.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone that bad.
Wow. No, I haven't either. That's unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
How old is he nowadays?
Steve-O?
40?
Yeah.
40-ish? You know, I was going to tell you too. I was watching, and I've seen this. And you probably both have seen the Bartman documentary.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, the 30 for 30.
That is the set. No, it wasn't 30 for 30. I don't think. Maybe it was.
Was it Catching Hell?
Didn't they follow him to the garage of the cars? The Either garage way, of his
maybe,
building.
Maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, you know what? It probably was. It probably was.
I'm pretty sure that was it.
Yeah, because and they had Buckner on it talking about his deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that must have been it. I didn't realize it was a 30 for 30. It was 2011 was when it was made.
Okay.
That's why I was kind of fooled by that. But, God, it's just phenomenal. I could not get over, though, how that town turned on him, how that stadium turned on him. It was not. First of all, there's five people trying to catch the ball.
No doubt.
Why was he? There was a particular reason he was pointed out. Was because somebody said something on the radio?
Well, not everybody had the radio on their head. I mean, everybody had a headset on.
He had his headset. He had those glasses. He had that.
He was the only one sitting down. He never stood up. He sat there the whole time. He looked like he was by himself.
Yep.
He did deflect the ball, I think, more than anyone else. But
he looked guilty as hell.
First of all, the shortstop that booted the double play ball was 10 times as guilty.
That was our shortstop just a few years ago.
Yeah, it was
Alex.
Not Rodriguez.
Gonzalez. Yeah. He was on the Tigers for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, the game-winning RBI. The first
opening day.
First one.
Yeah, that's right.
It was an 0-for day, wasn't it? It was like a
sure.
I don't think he got a hit that day, but he got credit for an RBI.
I just could not believe these adults, like in their 40s and 50s, were throwing beers on him and throwing food at him.
Yeah, they were great fans.
Are you kidding me?
Douche as can be.
That was the douchiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Now, if the Cubs win it all, does he come back for a parade? Does he do anything? Does he reappear?
No, I don't think he would.
I bet you he would have.
Anything? I don't know.
No, I bet you he would have then. Back then or now?
Now.
I bet you they would find him and do something for him.
Something tells me he's over the Cubs.
They've tried to.
They tried to reach him in that documentary. They could not get a hold of him. They could not find him.
He's been offered money to do all kinds of things, and he keeps turning it down.
I would have done something if I were him.
But doesn't that kind of is the sting gone when the Cubs win it all? Whether it's this year or any other year?
I suppose, but I mean, it's altered the course of his life. That's what's so fucked about it. I mean, this guy is just a Cub fan making a living in Chicago, and all of a sudden he can't even live there?
But that's what's weird about it. I mean, nobody holds any animosity towards him anymore, right?
Oh, they do.
I think they do.
Are you kidding?
I don't know.
Okay, now if they win at all, do they?
They still will.
I don't know.
They still will.
They still will.
I would think people would give it up. I mean,
Boston and Buckner.
That went for 20-some years.
He's not loved still. I mean, he might be forgiven on some case.
Yeah, because they won it all. That's just my point. If
they just publicly forgave him. I don't think he lives there.
I just watched him the other night on Curb. He was on a Curb.
That's right.
It was great.
That was very funny.
He dropped the ball there, a Mookie Wilson signed ball that Larry threw to him. And then he saved the baby at the end. He caught out of a burning building. Right. That's how it ended.
God. But you could tell Buckner was a broken guy.
Oh, yeah.
He was completely destroyed by that.
But how destroyed is Barman? I mean, he does
still live. Oh, and by the way, on the Buckner
thing.
Does
still live there.
On the Buckner thing, why is it that Bob Stanley gets no crap for coming and throwing a wild pitch and letting in the tying run? The game was tied.
Bob Stanley sucked that day.
He sucked that whole series.
Yep, that whole series.
Bob Stanley was terrible.
Thank God for Bob Stanley. Being a Met fan.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I know that was just, I don't know, watching that over again is funny. I remember it all so well, but I just am just stunned at the animosity of the fans in that stadium that day. It's just incredible. And the fact that the shortstop gets off the hook.
Yeah.
Why weren't they throwing shit at him?
Yep.
That was the right before your infamous voicemail.
Yes, it was.
Going to the World Series.
You have that stupid voicemail?
Oh, please tell me we still have that.
Do we have it, Jay? Or which one? Do we not? My voicemail
Cubs
about
voicemail?
The World Series?
Going to the
Doc.
World Series.
On Podell.
Yeah. Requesting a day off.
It's the Philippe Alou reaction that's so ridiculous.
He's such a jackass.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is an asshole.
Go pee on your hands some more. Listen to Brenneman.
I'm not so sure he catches that.
Listen to Brenneman.
Alou? Alou was not going to catch that. No way. And some dork with some old headphones.
It's pretty close. It's pretty close.
That's awfully close to fan interference right there. The umpire's all over it. The umpire right
That's Steve Lyons.
Everett's on the play.
Yeah, these guys, by putting the camera on him, didn't help him any.
Oh, they killed him.
Yeah.
It's fair game for the fans to catch the ball.
But, I mean, they had to put him in a disguise and put him in a cab. I mean, it's like an hour after the game they had to do that.
Look at him. Look at the poor bastard.
They just had a beer thrown on him there.
Yep. Does he look like Michael Rosenberg?
I've never seen them together.
You know Michael Rosenberg from Now Sports Illustrated?
Yep.
He looks like him.
There's a resemblance, maybe. You guys, I'm not going to bring the whole room down, but did you see the James Foley documentary?
No,
I was on
a
documentary binge this weekend.
Yeah.
Haven't seen it? That's really good. I mean, it sucks. This guy's taken, kidnapped by terrorists and killed by ISIS. The first ISIS kill, basically, or first ISIS American kill. And then the other, what was the other documentary? Have you seen Meet the Hitlers? Have you heard of Meet the Hitlers?
No.
It's about people with the name Hitler.
What?
What their life is like. There's a lot of people named Hitler.
Wait. First question. Why don't you change your name?
They don't. Hitler. I don't know. I don't know why they don't. I'm sure a lot of people do, but these are people that have kept the Hitler name for whatever reason.
Wow. Hang out with other people named like Himmler or Mussolini.
How many Hitlers do you think there are?
Eichmann?
I don't know. Great question. I don't know. You'd have to check the phone book. There's probably a ton of them.
Why wouldn't you change your name?
I don't know.
Okay.
They all were just as my parents' name.
Okay,
I
got more questions. Are some of them proud to be Hitlers?
No. No. Not because of that. No. They just feel like, I'm not Adolf Hitler. I'm not related to Adolf Hitler. What the fuck?
Are any of them minorities? Are any of them black or Jewish?
No.
Huh.
There was a...
Well, you don't laugh. You don't know Brandon. The name could have been passed down.
There was a guy from South America who moved to North America. His father named him Hitler Gutierrez, I think.
His first name's Hitler. Oh, weird.
But this guy, where he lived in, I think it was the Philippines, nobody knew who Hitler was, which is really weird to me. It's like, what, nobody in the Philippines? They don't study the Nazis?
Really?
They don't do history? Or what?
They don't.
Because he didn't even know what the big deal was about his name when people were looking at his license funny in America. It's like, what's the big deal? And then apparently he figured it out.
Why would his father do that to him and mom?
Hitler doesn't exist in the Philippines?
I don't know. He said in the Philippines nobody cared.
Oh,
nobody
said, they just
nobody
don't
said
care.
Anything. They didn't say it. No one said anything. Wouldn't you think if you knew who Hitler was, you might say something about a guy named
nobody
Hitler?
Nobody cares.
At least you'd make a stupid joke.
Right. You know, well, that all happened when he got to America.
Yeah. Oh, of course. America.
Oh, there's a guy with the first name Hitler. Hitler.
Oh, that's funny. I thought it was their last name for some reason.
Yeah, it is their last name. Most
you got
of
him
them
in Michigan,
last name.
Jay? That was in Michigan?
Peter Hitler?
How many live in Michigan, you think?
None.
None?
Christopher Hitler?
Hitler's in Michigan.
Charlotte Hitler? Yeah, I guess there's quite a few. I mean, this one guy insisted to his daughters that the Hitlers were, it was a very prominent family in, I don't remember the state, but he took his family to go to this. They wanted to, I don't know why, but the daughters, I want to see where all these Hitlers were.
You can do a Harris poll, Hitler style. Do a Hitler poll.
A Hitler poll. Hmm. And I tell you what, the weirdest part of the thing was, there was a reporter who was part of this documentary who was trying to find the last living relative of Hitler.
Oh, wow.
And actually wasn't the last because he had three kids who, get this, they had a pact to not have any kids because they want to kill the name. And I thought, that's preposterous.
You could just change your
right.
name.
They did change their name. But they want, because they were related to Hitler, they felt they should stop the entire
gene pool.
Gene pool, exactly.
That's a little extreme.
I thought it was very extreme.
Did it work?
I don't know. They're still alive.
That's very Hitler-esque of them to want to stop the gene pool.
That is interesting, isn't it?
Maybe they want to stop the gene pool because they're carrying
messing
along
with the gene pool?
The gene pool gene.
I know. I thought it was extremely odd. And to be honest, I'm not sure that they even knew that was true, that they had made a pact. But I don't know that indeed that was a fact because he only talked to one of the kids.
Wow.
And he did live in a small house. It didn't look like he had any kids, but I don't know. They wouldn't do any interviews. Yeah, that's one of the guys. That's the guy with the first name, Hitler.
Where is this documentary? I want to see this.
It's all over.
Oh, it is?
It's on demand.
There is nothing more absurd than Hitler.
A lot of people ask me if I've ever killed Jews.
I know hate's a very strong word.
Nice joke.
But that's how I feel.
Then you have the white supremacist who named his kid Adolf Hitler Campbell.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Lost his kids.
You can't just make an allegation about somebody.
He had a habit of beating up his wife, though. That was part of it.
It's rough to be a teenager because everything is drama.
Most people say that we are living the American dream. Sometimes it's been a nightmare.
It was them against the world, and they found strength from each other.
This is the land of the
free. That girl spinning around in the dress, she was a Hitler.
Our children, whatever we'd like to name them.
This is your chance to speak out the truth.
If you walk it,
where do you find this crap?
You beat it.
It's on demand. It was on demand.
So you were just going on demand? And you just saw Hitler on demand?
I saw Meet the Hitlers, and I was like, what is that about? And I saw what it was about, and I was like, well, I want to see about people named Hitler. That's kind of weird. I wonder what their life is like.
That doesn't intrigue you?
Not really.
You'd rather watch Superman.
You'd rather watch another edition of Mr. Ed.
Honestly, I would.
Yeah, I know you would.
I'm dying to find the one when he hits against the Dodgers.
I would kind of like to see that, too. I admit I would like to see that one. I like the Munsters one where Willie Mays is in it.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
That was cool. And Herman hits that line drive and goes through the guy's hand.
Yep. He threw his glove. How about the one underground? Wrecks the sprinkler system.
Ridiculous.
Oh, my God. That's good
stuff. All I can say. Ridiculous.
You don't know what you're missing.
So, let's see. Anything else, guys? Anything on your minds today? On this Monday?
I saw something today.
What?
I'm being a patriot hater that I am.
Now what?
Julian Edelman.
Oh, yeah.
You see who he's dating? Right?
Yeah, who's beautiful. He dating? I saw some
Adriana
hot chick with
Lima.
Him.
Yeah.
Is she a swimsuit model?
Yeah.
I think she's like a
gorgeous. She's been in tons
Sports
of
Sports Illustrated Victoria.
I just saw the picture with a super hot chick on TMZ.
Oh, my God.
You know, he's a star.
I mean, Gronkowski.
She's got to be friends of Giselle's, I would think, who, by the way, is going to be the centerpiece of the opening ceremonies for the Rio Olympics. Giselle.
Oh, wonderful. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She going to deflate balls, too?
Hey, man.
Did you see they hired a new guy?
Who?
The Patriots hired a new deflator.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, just Skrzemski is out now.
What? Why? He didn't do anything wrong.
He's doing something else now. With the company.
That's interesting.
They hired a new ball boy.
Why?
Just happens
to
be.
I thought that nobody deflated the balls.
Teams never hire new equipment.
Starting
people?
New.
I don't know if he didn't do anything Skrzemski, wrong. By hiring someone else, it suggests that they did something wrong.
No, they did do wrong. The Patriots did do wrong. They admitted to it. They got hit pretty hard by it.
Then Tom Brady had nothing to do with it.
Nope. Not hard enough.
Really?
We got dragged into it.
What a shame.
They deflated a ball when Tom Brady didn't want it deflated?
Yeah.
They didn't really deflate the ball.
No. What did they do?
Ideal gas law, and it was cold outside.
What happened when they ran back and forth every game? Back into the bathroom.
What do you mean? They didn't run back and forth into the bathroom.
Yeah, they did. They took the balls in the bathroom.
They took the balls into the bathroom.
Yeah, when they went going when they were going to the bathroom on their way out.
Oh, so they just took the balls with them?
So you just
it was part of their routine. They had these to go poor to guys when they got the balls, they had to go to the bathroom.
These poor guys being accused of something with no proof.
We never really had a chance to talk about it. No, how Tom Brady finally said, "All right, I'm done."
Yeah, but the NFL
take my punishment.
You know why? Because he'd rather be suspended for the first four games than say the last four.
Yeah, the first four because he's not. The first four, he doesn't make any money in the first four games. He changed his contract.
Yeah, but he's paid the same per game.
But he deferred all his money to the
bonus.
To bonuses.
Yeah.
He outsmarted the NFL.
He did.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good. Screw the NFL.
What was that thing about Vic Tabak there?
Oh, no.
Alice?
I thought we buried Vic Tabak.
Yes, Vic Tabak. If only Vic Tabak, if only you could have been here when we revisited Vic Tabak's nephew.
Are they hiring at that station? Maybe I'll go get a job there.
I was wearing Vic Tabak on one of his podcasts. It reminded me of a recipe book I remember seeing as a kid at my parents' house. I dug through some books in the basement and found it. Oh, it's an Alice cookbook. Okay.
Recipes for busy people. Oh, my God. Dumb.
Mel's Diner. Vic Tabak.
Dumb.
Wow. Sounds like a good way to wrap. Sure. Maz, thanks for stopping by, my man.
Thanks for having me, Drew. Always fun.
Mark!
Jay, good seeing you.
Mark!
Joey, Brandon.
I'll see you Wednesday. Yeah, Joey and Brandon, busting ass on social media.
Thanks for the snacks.
Some progress on social media, by the way.
Well, you should.
Are we around like 3,200, I think, on Facebook? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting there.
Oh. How many did we wind up losing?
Huh?
How many did we lose in the move?
Oh, from radio?
From his Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, 17,000?
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Over 5,000? Well, we're up around 3,400 on Twitter, 3,500, something like that. So we're getting them back slowly.
We'll get them.
I'm not following everyone, though, unlike at the radio station. I'm not following everyone.
Be warned.
What's the reason?
Idea that was, but because it just clogs up. There's just all this crap in your phone. It's like you can't do anything.
Yeah, your timeline.
You can't find anything.
Good point.
Don't you love social media?
So everybody have a good one. We'll catch you tomorrow. Mike Clark should be here, hopefully. And we'll see ya.